Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. And we are that talk show that is made for men, by men. The show that's made for men, by men. And our show is so straight and so honest that not even ladies want to miss it. And tonight will be no different. We are going to have a straight talk about a conversation that gets touched on, but we are going to dive so deep into this one. I think it'll give men better tools in how to navigate the dating world, and we're going to cause women to rethink what they call reality to be. So gather around for some straight talk. As we address, as you see the topic, we are going to, as always, we're going to tackle the politically incorrect things that no one wants to talk about, or at least we pretend to be talking about them, and we do it in such a politically correct way. I'm echoing, huh? Not good. Thanks for letting me know. Let's see. Echoing. Close some of this. Hey, tell me, is my voice still echoing? Am I coming through clear? Let's get rid of some stuff here. Tell me if I'm coming through clear. I'm still echoing. What's going on, Imperator? Lone Wolf, good to see you in the house. Got your leg day in. Good, yeah. Today was chest and arms for me, so. Squats gets everyone, man. That is the day. All right, cool. Thank you, guys. Yeah, squats is the day that knocks people, pun intended, off their feet, man. So that's a good day. But, hell, chest and arms, when I do those biceps and chest, I alternate. One week I go hard, the next week I go easy. So this is my week to go hard. So I'm pushing. I'm pushing it out today, getting a great workout. And I want to get a workout here, too. I'm going to get a mental workout. So I was told that I am being a little brutal in addressing some of these topics. So Straight Talk is a talk show. As I said, it's made for men by men. Women don't want to miss it. We talk about dating, relationships, social challenges. So we don't just talk about love and relationships. We get into some social issues, and we take on some things that sometimes are politically incorrect, and other times we take on common mainstream topics, but we really do it from a very different perspective. And you guys always have brilliant questions and comments in the chats. Always love and appreciate, love the support. I'm not sure if I could ever do this without you guys. So I can only say thank you. Gracias, obrigado, share. Let's see, what other languages do I have? Tak, kwai, kwai. I'm saying thank you in multiple languages for all the support you guys have given to me. So I appreciate it, really. Masculine women in college, huh? Okay, all right. When I saw college, that's what I thought you were, red pill. All right, cool. Good to see you in the house. Name change, all right. What's going on, Chaos View? Good to see you in the house. So looking at the title, you guys see it, Are Women Lying When They Wear Makeup? I often have a subtitle I don't always put in, but the subtitle is, Does Makeup Make All Women Deceptive? That's the other question that I had. So I often ask a question. That's my shows. I like to lead with a question. No one can ever say I'm making accusations. I'm asking a question. I'm conducting an inquiry. In an inquiry, you peel down the layers and you discover. We're making a discovery. And so there's one fact, women do wear makeup. And I'm sure some women are going to say, well, not all. And some women wear more than others. I don't care. Women wear makeup. If there is more than one woman, you use the word women for plural. How you all factor in whether you're included or not, that's you all work that out. So women wear makeup, and there are some interesting cases. And not only are they wearing makeup, they're wearing all kinds of fake accessories that augment and make them look like they don't. And they even go under the knife. So we're going to get into this, and I'm going to offer a perspective for you guys. So listen, I understand a lot of guys have walked away from women, but ultimately, I guess you could be a monk. Guys talk about letting everything crash and burn. But if you do that, women are going to go to the sideline, watch you build it up, and then tell you you are incompetent for letting it crash and burn. You're going to be right back where you are. So I like to talk about more effective ways for men to navigate their relationships with women. I don't care what the relationship is, professional, friends and family, or intimate. I like providing facts, so maybe we'll do some screen share on some kind of comical situations. I'll take some calls. You guys know there are two ways you can participate. You can call in at 323-642-1387, 323-642-1387. In the meantime, if you haven't smashed that like button, smash it, because we're going to have a good time with this one. And you guys have seen the pictures. We're going to do some more, kind of have fun with some before and after. I see you in there, Brad. What's going on in Instagram? So I'm on Instagram also. Facebook, I'm sorry, not Facebook, YouTube, and I just gave the number for Blog Talk. I'll drop the link for YouTube. And smash the like button. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, this is a perfect time to do it. Hit the subscribe, smash the bell so you get notifications, and share this. There are probably a lot of men who get hooked by makeup. You know, the question is, are women lying when they wear makeup? And if a woman is willing to lie about that, what else could she, might be willing to lie about? What does it say about her? So we're going to get into that. We're going to look at it from that side of the table. And what are the consequences as a man? You choose a woman who doesn't present herself. So let me take a gulp. I went to the gym later than normal. I'm going to just gulp some lentils. And I'm going to read to you some of the thoughts I had about this topic. I was hoping I could make this food disappear before 7. Didn't do it. You got your pre-workout, 4 a.m. Man, that's commitment. If you're in the gym at 4 a.m., man, is that the college gym or a 24-hour gym? I always prefer to eat within 60 minutes after I finish working out. Your body will make best use of the nutrients if you eat 60 minutes after. I didn't even know gyms were back to 24 hours. (Clears throat) Hey, Chaos View, that is definitely one aspect. Someone posted something on Instagram, and that's what that woman was doing with makeup. She was fighting time and nature. But there are women who are young. They're in their early 20s, and you could say nature. I mean, you have what you have, right? But they're at under 25, that's pretty young, but they're still taking on the makeup. So I am going to do a screen share. Let me take a couple of calls here. I'm going to bring in two callers, area code 201, 201. You're in the house, live on the air, free talk with the name of the talk. Sounds like you're in the car.
Hello.
Okay, 201.
This is Joe.
Hey,
that's Joe. Not me. That's gotta be Reg. Got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, that was you, Reggie. I put you on mute, man. You're
Reg.
201. What are you doing, man? That's the Jersey area code, man. Hey, Joe. He'll call back. Hey, Reggie, are you there? Are you you riding a motorcycle, man, or a bicycle? What do you want? Hey, Reg, 8310. I think you put yourself on mute.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I did put Hey, that's my truck. Tires. Can you hear it?
Can
you still hear it?
It's not as loud as it was before, but still here.
Alright, I'll interject on it. You know what you're talking about. What you want to know, whether, you know, they're being honest or lying to us or just being deceptive or, you know, I don't know, because they delusional. I don't really know what to say, but I think if you, I don't have a problem with just a little makeup here or something like that. But when it gets really where they're really just trying to change their overall look, and I mean, they don't look anything like they did when they woke up or whatever. I think that's some psychological things going on. With the fake hair, everything's over the top, the eyelashes, color contacts, and the crazy thing about it is, you'll meet a woman on a first date or something. Suppose you meet her online or you meet your friend and say, okay, let's meet so we can meet each other. She'll show up with all of this fake stuff on. So you don't even you know what I'm trying to say? You still don't even see her. So, I said that to a woman before. She said, well, this is who I am. I said, no, that ain't who you are. So I was like, wait a minute. This chick actually believes this is who she is. So, that means she's lying to herself. And that's also a sign that she really doesn't really like who she really is. So that's even another issue. So, I mean, self-hate, she hate herself. How's she going to like you? I mean, it's just... I just don't see how that can really work for anybody, or how she can really say she really likes or loves someone else when she really doesn't really like herself.
All right, interesting perspective. Yo, are you back? Hey, Rich, can you
hear me? Yeah,
I'm here. Okay, that's going to be all right. All right.
All right, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
That's good. Yeah. is a topic. Are they deceiving themselves, or are they deceiving us, or are they deceiving everybody?
Are women lying when they wear makeup? So, you know, it's kind of...
Oh, they're lying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lying. They're lying because they love me. They have to have makeup. They know that without makeup, they look like creatures from the Black Lagoon. Okay? Regardless of whether they're black, Asian, or white. They are just stone cold, ugly, unless you are like one of the few, the 1%, 2%, who are naturally pretty. Most girls without makeup are not pretty. They are just, at the very best, plain. And in some instances, especially when you rub that makeup off after you finish fucking them, and then you say to yourself, where's the girl that I walked in here with? She's not the same person, and they know it. Men don't even get enough credit for marrying women who walk around the house without the makeup on. They are stone cold ugly. Now, if the man, if the husband can get used to it, more power to him, then it's not a problem. But if he's got to walk past that beast every day after he comes home or she comes home and she takes off that makeup and they got to walk past each other inside the house to go upstairs and downstairs or to the left side, north side, more power to them. But yeah, they're lying. They know they're lying. They know that I once met a chick who I couldn't believe it. She had zits and a mole. And when she put the makeup on, you know, it didn't seem thick, but it covered up the zits and the mole. So yeah, men are presenting their true selves to you when they're wearing makeup, but because it's socially acceptable, they think that the makeup on them is their real identity. You know, and men accept it. But yeah, they're lying. They are fucking lying.
I just want to ask you a question right quick before I go back on mute. So do you believe that men accepting this is just this is just the start of something, you know, they would do something and men would accept it and then it turns into, you know, something else. You know what I mean? As far as, I'm just talking about the makeup now, but you can even take that into broader stuff, like, you know, they wanted certain rights, men gave them that, or this or that, you know, accepted this, you accept that, and now, you know, everything's just wild and, you know, over the top and stuff, and you're supposed to accept it now, you know what I mean? So, I just think you have to say about
I
that.
I think you're asking, since it's been acceptable for a long time, that women expect men to be accepting of it forever, that they shouldn't complain about it? Is that your question?
Well, they might say that, you know what, that might be it. Well, you know, you didn't complain about it before, or y'all didn't say nothing, so what's the problem now, or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they can
all
come
right,
that way. But also the fact that you initially accepted the lie and said, okay, well, you know, it makes them feel good about themselves. So if it makes them feel good about themselves, anything that helps them feel good about themselves, we'll just let them do. But then look what happens. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, basically.
Okay. Well, the thing is that, can you roll your windows up? Okay. Here's the thing. I believe, and I don't know if this is true, that Maybelline invented the mascara industry, the makeup industry in the 30s. I don't know about that. I think in the 20s when they were wearing makeup. I don't think they were wearing makeup in the early 20th century. I don't think in the 1900s or even to the 1910s they were wearing makeup. And then men invented makeup. Women accepted it and they embraced it. Men liked it because it made them look prettier. But to answer Reggie's question more pointedly, yeah, men accepted it. Women know that men have accepted it, and now they can point another bony finger of recrimination at men and say, why are you complaining that I look the way that I actually look with the makeup off when you didn't mind having me as a trophy chick, trophy wife, with the makeup on when we went to parties or went to visit your mom or went to visit your friends? And the answer to that, you know, if a man is complaining, he should have... here like 2, 3, or 4, or 5 times because she's not going to change. So if he marries her and he says, oh God, this broad is ugly, oh, what am I going to do? But you knew about that before you married her. You didn't put in too many prenup that she had to have plastic surgery. She was wearing makeup before you met her. She was wearing makeup afterwards. She's wearing makeup now. She looks like a beast now. You set your own trap. You set your own you made your own bed, now live in it. So, but if a man says, oh shit, I didn't know you looked like that when I until after I fucked you, and then leaves, and then the woman complains, well, at least he's being honest with her. I mean, he shouldn't say it like that. He shouldn't say, oh fuck, what a beast. But he should say, well, look, the relationship between men and women are based upon sexual attraction. You have turned me completely the fuck off when you took off that makeup. I'm sorry. You know? And he's being honest. So those are my thoughts. Does that answer your question, Reg?
Well, basically, yes and no, because you put marriage into it, but I'm just saying the fact that... you said men created makeup and then allowed women to wear it, right? And now, you know, first it was this, then, you know, then now you have, you know, first it was this, maybe lipstick. Then they came with some other stuff. Now they got extensions. Now they have, fake eyelashes. I mean, you know, it's never going to stop. Now it's always going to be some other little enhancement, something that, and you know, well, and to them, they really don't care because they're really doing it because obviously it makes them feel better about themselves. It's a lie,
yeah,
but
right.
They don't care. They just care. They
right.
just want to feel good, you know. They want their attention. They want that validation and all
right.
of that stuff. So, yeah, so that's what, you know, so to be honest with you, all of the everything that we complain about, men have had a hand in it, or men should. It's like cancer. If you don't get to it, you don't cut it out right away, it's gonna spread. It's gonna turn. So that's basically what we have with the makeup. So now, you know, you got women. I mean, they weren't here with. I mean, I don't understand how a woman can wear hair that everybody knows is not her hair, and she feel confident, man. She doesn't feel embarrassed about it. Are you wearing stuff that people know that, you know? I mean, I'm here in Atlanta. These chicks got fake asses all over, and I'm just looking at this shit. And I'm like, people know that shit ain't real. You know, I mean, you could look at it; it don't really even look good. But I mean, but to them, I mean, I don't know what, you know. It's like what I see and what they see are totally different,
This is another reason why men shouldn't go gaga when they see a so-called good-looking woman walking down the street.
Oh, no. Hey, Coach Greg, he said, I look better than the women. He said, look at me. I'm all natural. I'm dark. I got my gray. I am who I am. You know, you got to go in there and go through this whole metamorphosis or whatever, but look at me. I'm chocolate skin. I'm beautiful just the way that I am. So, I mean, you could look at it like that. I mean, you could tell it to them, but you tell it to them. Somewhere in their mind, it's really not going to register. Because I was dating a chick or some woman, and I tell them, I says, why are you putting all that on? I said, you look better without it. And I kept telling them, you look better without this on. But what I saw and what they saw was totally different.
Hey, Reed.
You know this, and there's a this. Oh, is Kendrick's on the line?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Kendrick.
What's going on?
Well,
here's
another thing too.
I ain't mean to cut in, gentlemen, because y'all on the road. But hey, Reed, who was that group back in the day that sang, "What you see is what you get"?
Oh yeah.
Here's another thing too.
About makeup. Makeup gives women a societal and economic advantage over men. All they have to do is a half an hour in the morning, put on their makeup. They're very attractive, right? Or they attract attention from men. Men invite them to parties. They look good when they go out for job interviews. And they have status right away. Because all a man really wants is just a very good-looking woman who isn't a bitch. But a man has to acquire status, power, money, maybe fame, in order to attract the same kind of attention from women as a pretty woman does from a man. So it gives women that societal advantage. Take off the makeup, and you're not going to have a lot of men. Like a joke, a friend of mine told me one time, he says, "Hey, Joe, why did God give women breasts?" I said, "What?" He says, "So men will talk to them." So without the makeup, men aren't going to talk to them. They don't talk to them. They don't attract attention. They lose.
Right.
There's another saying. A woman's face is her currency. That's been around for decades, and it's the truth. The prettier that you are, the more attention you attract, the more men approach you, the more men invite you to parties, invite you to join organizations. Women don't do any of that. They don't have guts. They very rarely will approach a man unless she's a groupie or unless he's rich or famous.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm trying to tell you. I've seen you can see exactly, like, you know, when their attitude changed, you know, when they put that on, or, you know, some of these women, you know, if their hair's not done, they won't leave the house. But when their hair is done, they, now, you know, they feel good about their attitude changes. It's, you know, it's amazing, and it's really amazing. But I'm pretty sure a lot of
people. Psychological transformation.
That.
Their face is their currency.
I don't know, these days they think all these Instagram models are Instagram, I don't call them models, Instagram whores, you know, they body, you know, they got body models or body images now, you know, just have
body
big
doubles,
ass titties, you know, I mean, you know, it's, But then who's tricking off on it though? It's like a fire. I mean, guys is feeding oxygen to that fire, or the fire would have died out.
Hey, Ted, remember that that internet whore that you were talking about? That Brenner, I think her name was. Did you see the picture of her without makeup?
Oh, you're talking about one of the Kardashian girls, right?
One of the Instagram chicks. The one who said that.
Brittany Renner. Brittany Renner.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, the fall off is major. I mean, she's still not hideous, but she's okay. But, you know what it is that makeup can take them to such a level that even when they take it off, the fall off is so major that it really screws up so much, then it'd be okay. Because I don't know if you remember Rita Hayworth, a guy married her, and if he wanted her to always dress up like Gilda in a movie that he saw her in and stuff. And he was fixated on that image and stuff. When that makeup and that cameras and all that shit came up and he saw her in the real, now he's ready to get rid of her ass.
Yeah. I never liked Rita Hayworth. Makeup on, I never saw with makeup off. I never liked it. So,
Mm-hmm.
But I know who you're talking about. She's a 40s, 1940s and 50s star. She's actually Mexican.
Yeah, she was. I'm a classic movie buff, so you are right. I know all of this stuff. Let Country Boy say
here.
He wanted to interject his in there.
Mr. Red, but I want to lie to you. Some of these West women in particular, they done got outrageous with this makeup and stuff. But I know a person that Reg, of an Ethiopian couple that works right in my local neighborhood grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you those women don't have no kind of makeup on, they keep their hair wrapped up while they back in their kitchen cooking. Some
mm-hmm.
of those women are just straight up gorgeous. And that black don't crack like Bernie Mac said. Some women are gorgeous. Straight up Habesha women from Ethiopia. Dumb folks are gorgeous, Reed. They ain't got you a think. They look like damn. They look like Naomi Campbell, somebody back in the day on the runway with that makeup on. But dumb folks don't have a drop of makeup on, and they in their natural skin.
Well, that's because Naomi Campbell, I think came from either Rwanda or
Ethiopia. I think it's Iman. I think it's, you're talking about Iman, the one who was with David Bowie, I think.
Iman, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Iman don't really look that hot without that makeup on. That's one Ethiopian give credit. You don't know. See, that's the problem with those models. You know these guys who want to get these models, these runway models and all that stuff. Hey, they look like you said they look good. They look good when they all made up and you got this trophy wife or trophy woman on your arm. But when they take that stuff off, man, you talking about some plain Jane.
But that's what I'm saying, Jimmy. That's what I'm saying. Even the plain, the foreign plain Janes are fine. Without that mess on their feet, you don't put nothing on no good skin, Mr. Reed. Everybody know this. Some folks just ain't get it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, but you know what? Hey, obviously, some guys like that stuff because the chicks are wearing it, or they'll say, this is what the guys like. They really know it's not, but that's a way for them to justify wearing it. You know, they take the heat off of them. The fact that they really have low self-esteem, they really put it on you. You know, they ain't gonna take blame for that.
Hold it, guys. Yeah. I want to do a screen share. I want to look at a couple of things. And Cowboy Monk, I see you in the house. The Scout, great to see you. Orwell's house cat, good to see you. The Cowboy Monk said something interesting. What did he say? Some of them put it on so thick they have to use a hammer and chisel to get it off. And they do. Some of them have so much foundation that you can't even touch their skin. So I want to do a screen share on both Reggie and Joe. You talked about what happens when a guy gets with a woman and he doesn't like what he sees. Reg, you said Joe talked about marriage, right? So we're going to get a real story.
There was one case.
Hold on, there was one case
for a Saudi Arabian. Okay.
Joe, don't let the cat out the bag yet.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm doing a screen share, you guys, on Blog Talk. You can't see it, but it's from a newspaper, The Sun. And the title says, Deceived by Cosmetics. Husband divorces his wife after seeing her without makeup for first time days after wedding. The groom said, and this was written October of 2016. The groom said he no longer recognized his bride after her face got wet during a swim in the sea on a honeymoon. A husband divorced his wife when he saw her without makeup for the first time days after he tied the knot. The man, 34, accused the 28-year-old bride of deceiving him by wearing cosmetics and false eyelashes before their wedding. The newlyweds' honeymoon ended abruptly after they went for a swim in the sea at Al Manzar Beach in Dubai. Damn, he spent all that money. The husband was said to have been shocked when the water washed off her makeup and claimed he did not recognize his wife. Dr. Abdul Aziz Asaf, a consultant psychologist has been working with the unidentified woman to help her get over the split. Well, it goes on. All right, I thought it was going to end. Okay. Let's see. He told Gulf Moon immediately divorced his bride and refused any attempt to reunite them again. The couple had been engaged for 6 months before the wedding, the doctor said, but the husband did not think his wife looked as pretty when her makeup washed off. The bride wore artificial eyelashes and had undergone cosmetic surgery before the marriage, which she had intended to reveal to her partner. Wow. Now, I didn't read it before reading it, but that's not the article I read about. So this is interesting. So
yeah, I didn't hear about that one either.
That's what you were talking
about.
I know about two other cases. The one I was looking for was the guy, I don't know how long he was married, but he said his wife went into the bathroom one night. He was in the bed. You know, he married this woman. He thought she was so gorgeous. And she goes into the bathroom, and when she comes out, he's screaming, "Who are you? Who are you?" He's screaming, "Who are you? How did you get in here?"
Oh, no, like, man.
And he's like, "Hell no, my wife. I didn't marry you." And he demanded an appointment. He wanted out immediately.
And you know what it is? You know what it probably really was, Ted? The fall off was so major. Again, when the fall off is so major, that can really shake you up. If it had just been a little bit, you know, whatever. I mean, I wasn't there, but I'm just thinking, you know, that's what I would say. You know.
Well, of course, Reg. Of course, it was. The contrast was so much. Of such a great magnitude that he, you know, I don't know if he screamed, because who was there to verify if he screamed? But if he says he screamed, I'm sure he didn't recognize her. He wanted a divorce right away because she did not look anything like the pretty girl that he fell in love with. And that's another example that I don't know about. I know two other examples I'll get to when Ted gets finished.
Hold on, Rich. Hold on. I've got another.
Yeah, go ahead.
McCoy's News, husband divorced his wife after seeing her makeup free for the first time. This is May 29th, 2017 in Algeria. So this is all over the world. Husband divorced his wife after seeing her makeup free. Now listen to this next line. A traumatized man thought he'd married the love of his life. A woman with both inner beauty and outer beauty. That is, until he saw his bride without her makeup on. It was like the mask had come off. Now he's suing for fraud and trauma. The anonymous man who married his wife in all her finery apparently saw her in his room after the wedding and refused to believe that she was his wife without her makeup on. After telling her to stop playing and asking where his wife was, the traumatized man realized this really was the woman he married. Reports from Algeria, where the marriage took place, state that the bride played her cards very well. She never allowed her future husband to see her without makeup before the wedding. So, I mean, he was so stunned when he saw her face, he reportedly said he thought she was a thief who came to steal his apartment. He said she looked very beautiful and attractive before their marriage, but when he woke up in the morning and found that she had washed the makeup off of her face, he was frightened as he thought she was a thief. The groom is asking for $20,307.95 in damages or psychological suffering. According to him, beauty is in the eyes of the man you marry. Maybe he should have threw a bucket of water on her before it was anyone. Court documents reviewed by estimate 247 state. Oh, I'm sorry. Court documents retrieved by Emirates 247 state the groom told the judge that he could not recognize his wife after she washed the makeup off her face. He said he was deceived by her as she used to fill up her face with makeup before the marriage. So, yeah, that's another story, man. So,
like I said,
you're gonna learn next time.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't exaggerating.
I don't know what's going on with
you
this.
Take,
can you guys hear me?
If you wipe that, yeah, I can hear you. If you can wipe that makeup off, right, when you're making love to her, and you see what you brought into the bedroom, then, you know, I wasn't lying. You get a, you know, may not get a real physical shock, but you really get surprised. I think that happens to a lot of men.
Yeah.
Said, let me know when you're finished, because I got two stories about divorce. I want to talk about
it. He said, some of them look like the moon. Hold on, Reg, hold on. And some of them look like the moon without their makeup after a meteor shower.
I'm cooking, so I'm trying not to be noisy. But like I told you earlier, Ted, before a woman can deceive you or deceive a man, she's gonna deceive herself. Way before she gets to you. Now, but this woman was hiding from this guy actually. So she really knew that her aunt loved it.
Exactly. Right. She did it on purpose. She played
right. Yes.
Hard. She did this purposely.
Right. That's why she was lying to him. She hid from him until the marital night. Reggie, perhaps not.
Outside of makeup, there was a guy in China. He married this woman, successful businessman, marries this beautiful woman.
Oh, that's the one I was going to talk about.
Well, they go to her parents' house, and he's looking, the mother screwed her daughter, brings out, I guess, the photo albums to see her as a little girl, and he says, "Who is this?" And she says, "Oh, that's me," before cosmetic surgery. And he was like the guy, "I'm out." And he said,
yeah,
"I'm not marrying an ugly woman. That means I'm going to have ugly children. There's no way I'm going to stay married to this woman. I'm out." So he asked for a divorce, mm-hmm. and he sued for fraud.
Yeah. That was the one I was going to talk about, plus another one. If you want to talk about it, Ted, it's the one about the Saudi Arabian prince. Do you know about that one?
I don't know about that. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. So, Saudi Arabian prince, you know, whatever the courtship practices over in Saudi Arabia. So he finally gets married. Gets married on the wedding, right after the wedding. They didn't even go home. She lowers the veil. He takes a look at her because, you know, she must have had pretty eyes. Never saw her before. Just saw the eyes. Lowers the veil. In there.
Hey, Joe, you're breaking up. We're missing out on the story. You're breaking up, Joe.
Is it me? I think also. Sometimes you're breaking up too, Ted. Is it because you're moving the your wire or something?
No, I'm moving nothing, but you're clear right now.
No. Yeah, okay, then it's me. All right, so if I'm clear, good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so that was it. It took him 10 seconds. I think he divorced her right after saying, "I divorce thee," or whatever their particular proclamation is. Right there on the spot.
Right, exactly. Wow. Someone said you should go swimming on your first date.
That's a good idea. That's a damn good idea. Absolutely is. Go swimming, find out what she looks like when all that foundation gets. I bet your mascara comes out with some waterproof makeup.
They do. But hey, speaking of makeup, the Max Factor was one of the early makeup artists. So
that's right.
I think
they were
guys,
the first ones.
I think, guys, that makeup really was, I don't know how far back it goes, but I think it was for, it was entertainers, right? For you're in a play, performance, you know, that's who makeup was for. But when Max Factor decided to do this, and, you know, it was for movies, Max Factor said...
They commercialized it.
Listen, he told his employees, we are not selling makeup. We are selling confidence. That's what we're selling. And that's how they market it. They packaged it. Ladies, if you want confidence, you need this on your face. And it clearly it worked. So it went beyond, like you said, they commercialized it. So it went beyond entertainers. But even wigs and all the fake lashes and all that stuff was all for entertainers. And we accepted it because it was entertainers. Just like, you know, you see a clown in this outfit and they have makeup on their face. We accept that, right, as part of entertainment. But now, well, not clown. It's decades, I don't know, 100 years since it's gone.
I think they invented it in the 1925. I think Max Factor came out with it.
Okay, so that goes with silent movies. So that would make sense, right? So, I think makeup was also, it helped so that the light didn't reflect. It would absorb. So makeup, even if you do like a television interview now, they're going to put some level of makeup because of how it interacts with the light. So your face is not too shiny or reflective. So that's why.
They put on the pancake makeup. Yeah.
So that's why they were using it. Max Factor, you know, he knew how to apply makeup in a way that the lighting would hit it right, and you look, you know, the woman or even a man, they would put makeup on. But, I mean, you see with guys, we go out as we are. But here's the other thing to think about, guys. Look at a peacock. If you look at the male peacock and the female peacock, the male is always more attractive and more brilliant. Certain geese, the males are more colorful, and the females are very dull and drab. My father taught me that it was the way they survived. The female could camouflage and disappear into the, you know, to the wilderness, and the male would come out and fight and protect his female eggs. But the males are always much more brilliant, and so it seems to pass over into humans also. And Chris Palmer, I've seen how.
That's part of the purpose of nature, is to make the birds more colorful in order to attract the female of the species.
Yep. Chris said, this is interesting. He said, I always meet them at the beach. He said, I'm a white guy, and it took me. like four tries to realize why all the black women wouldn't go in the water, hair hats.
So that's a damn good idea, sir. You know, meet them at the beach.
What somebody said earlier about taking them swimming or to a pool or whatever, right? You always know. Now, you know, the sisters always going to, they're not going to get their hair wet. So if they're not going to get their hair wet, then they're not going to get their face wet. So they're going to keep sort of, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's not going to work in every case.
Well, if she's a natural. So, I mean, the last woman who lived with me, she wasn't black. She was half Asian and half Dominican. And I didn't like her wearing makeup. We dated for about 4 years, lived together three, and she never wore makeup, whether we went out or anything. Now, when we first dated, she put on lipstick on one of the early dates. But once we were living together, I was like, look, you look great. And she really was attractive without makeup, you know, long black wavy hair. All her features, you know, with the body, and she was comfortable with that. She wore no makeup. So I think
you're one of the lucky ones.
No, but you know, how am I lucky? You know, I don't want to say I demanded it, but, you know, maybe I did, but not in that way. You know, I complimented her without makeup. So, you know, she was a face, and that's really how when I look at a woman, like, I'll stare at her. I did this as a teenager, and I would think, could I wake up with this woman? How would I, you know, what am I going to think if I wake up in the morning with this woman without makeup on? And that's how I determine if she's attractive. If I can't see it, if I can't see this, imagine this woman being attractive without makeup, then I'm going to pass on it.
Likewise, T.
Oh, yeah,
that's
like
just dudes go back to doing it. Stop lying and sugarcoating and go back to doing it.
So there's...
Well, again, they're not going to do it. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give up makeup. It's up to men. It's up to men to realize.
Go ahead, man. I'm trying to get it because I'm cooking and going mute in between. Why don't you give the chicks a no makeup chat? Once you put them on straight talk, offer a woman no makeup, no weave, no this challenge, and see what they do.
Well, so you're bringing up something, and I want to address it. So here's why I really have a problem with this. It's because if you think about it, if a woman, like these guys who divorced their wives because they never saw them without makeup, can you imagine psychologically what she has to go through? If she literally has to hide herself, if a woman believes she cannot leave the house without makeup on, then what does it say about her experience on a daily basis when she looks in the mirror? Like, she must really dislike, even hate what she sees in the mirror, so much so that she has to hide it, and she will not come out without makeup. So that's going to say that woman is constantly in conflict with herself. She looks the way she does, and that's what she has. And she can do cosmetic surgery, except we see what happened in China with that guy. He still divorced her. And that's what's happening. You've got women who are on a scale of 1 to 10. They're 4s, and they put on makeup, and maybe they look like a 7. And they make themselves available to guys who really are attractive, and they have a false – the women will have a false sense of self. But it's not real, though, because she still has to deal with the reality of when she looks in the mirror – in the morning or at night when she takes off makeup, that's who she is. So there's going to be psychologically a way that she looks at herself.
I wouldn't think so, Ted.
That's listen.
I wouldn't think so.
I would. Yes. Well, why would you hide it?
Because it's socially acceptable from the time even before they're born.
I understand.
A lot of women nowadays, right? They're born after 19. They're born after 1925. It's part of our. Yeah.
No, they may wear makeup, but see, the reality. Look, if you. The reality is they know that as themselves, they're going to be unacceptable. And that's what I'm getting at. Imagine knowing. Imagine as a man knowing that there's something about you that makes you socially unacceptable and you have to hide it. Imagine
but again, that's what I'm explaining. I know, but I'm saying they, most of them, the vast majority, you probably feel at least 50% of them have to go through this kind of psychological trauma or deep thinking about it. I say no, because they know that if they walk outside of the house without makeup on, they look like monsters. But they are socially accepted as looking like that by the men who do marry them, who do date them, and who do accept them with the makeup off. Remember, I said men don't get enough credit for accepting women, especially when they marry them, for what they look like with the makeup off. They know this. They know that, okay, I'm going to look like an 8 when I'm really a 4. But the guy accepts me when he gets to know me, And he knows I'm a 4, but I can look like an 8, and he accepts it. So I don't think they have a lot of trauma.
That's the problem, Joe. They don't. And that's why there's so many single women, because they're really a 4, and they put on makeup, and they're 8. So a guy who's an 8 had sex with them, and now they believe that they're an 8, except they can't keep an 8. They just can't do it. And even if they marry one, that guy's going to divorce. I mean, I read a couple of articles. You talked about one. I'm sure there are many more that just don't hit the news, because this is way too deceptive. I mean, you guys can't see the screen, but I just pulled up. I did a before and after makeup, and there are just a bunch of women, and some of these women are, they are what society would deem as unattractive. However, if they put on makeup and fake hair, they look very different. They'll look acceptable. So, I mean, just imagine knowing that the way you are is socially unacceptable. And I, this is a harsh way to put it, but it really is.
But, I mean, hey, look at from my point of view.
If you can see some of these women, they still have to deal with the reality of that. And look at what that guy in Dubai, a psychologist had to work with the woman because of the psychological damage of the man rejecting her for her looks. This is what I'm trying to say, Joe. These women are dealing
with it.
Look, what they do is they fake you, right? So Max Factor said we're selling confidence. But when she puts on the makeup, she's pretending, she's just acting. She's pretending to be who the makeup makes her appear to be, except still in herself, that's the side of you don't see. So, Joe, you have to understand, when a person is constantly in conflict with themselves, they're going to be more acrimonious. You're going to have many more problems, and there are going to be disputes in the relationship, because the person is, they are lying, and they are in conflict with themselves. And I'm saying this is part of the problem. So if you're hiding constantly, you're afraid of getting found out when you're being deceptive. And psychologically, that has an impact, is what I'm saying, Joe.
I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that the numbers don't bear it out. How many married people are in America today? Let's say out of 320 million Americans, out of 160 marital candidates, let's say there are about, I think there are something like 70 households. So that means 70 married people around that. Those, the 95% of those married people in America knew what their wives looked like before they married them, and they married them anyway, which means that the women know this when they go dating.
Well,
so
Joe,
to me, most of the women aren't suffering any kind of psychological damage.
Joe, here's the deal. See, you're talking about in the older generation. In the older generation, there wasn't as much caked up makeup. And actually, there were times over the decades where very few women wore makeup. There was this fad of being natural, right? You could say the 60s
right.
and 70s, right? So what you see is that. So the woman who was a 4 married a guy who was a 4 or a 5, and they lived happily ever after. But now with so much makeup and all these other things like eyelashes and contacts and weaves and cosmetic surgery, fake breasts and butts, these younger women are having a harder time finding a husband. Much harder time.
Oh, okay. I mean, if that's occurring nowadays or like in the last 10 years, I don't know about those stats, okay? But if you can, if you have those stats, I'd be interested in hearing them.
Marriages have been dropping for the past 10 years. They have. And women are wearing more and more. They've, at one time, breast implants were for women who had mastectomies, right? They had breast cancer. They had it removed. And that's
right.
What it was for. And someone came up with a brilliant idea to commercialize it. And you too, your A cups can now be D cups or whatever you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So women have commercialized. That's not the right word. But they are...
The plastic surgeons have commercialized it, but the women have embraced it, yeah.
And the women are exploiting that, right? So not just cosmetic surgery, the makeup, you know, there's more and more makeup, you know, this foundation, and more women are buying. Like, foundation has been around for a while, but a lot of women didn't use it. And, like, there are people in the chat saying it's bad for your skin. So a lot of women knew that, hey, don't put that stuff on your face. But now it's like, it's become more competitive. Like, and Joe, just think in the 60s, there was this whole movement of, you know, there was more natural. Women were much more natural, and that led right into the 70s. And those women would marry a guy who was, you know, physically compatible with them.
That's not the case. In the 60s and 70s, women, and it was a free love movement, but they wore makeup all the time. 60s and 70s, women wore.
They didn't. Look, women who wore foundation were the minority. Now the women wearing foundation is the majority. So women who wore foundation and hid a lot, that wasn't the majority. But there were, I remember, at least in Jersey, I remember fads of women being proud to not wear makeup and being natural. I remember that in the 70s. And then somehow that died out. So
maybe some black women. But white women in the 50s, 60s, 70s, et cetera, they wouldn't leave the house without makeup. Okay? I remember dating one chick who told me that even for her to go to the store, she would put on makeup.
Yep, I've heard that.
So,
imagine having to live that kind of life. What does that say? You're giving women too much credit. You think women are surviving this, but this is, if you have to lie about who you are, what does that say about you? What does that say about how you see yourself?
Something wrong.
Well, if you have to lie and you get exposed for it, oh, I'm sorry, Kendrick. Go ahead.
You all right, Mr. Joe. But like Ted said, because I fall on this same category with you, Ted, because Marvin Gaye penned a song back there talking about, I'm looking for the real thing. We ain't looking for no knockoffs, Ted. That's where I'm coming from, Mr. Joe.
No knockoffs.
I don't want no plastic body. I want the real woman. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I said earlier, you know, there had to be some psychological damage going on with them internally for them to go through that.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. Joe, what they do is they present it in a way that I'm so confident, and I'm so this, I'm so that. But just knowing how a woman's brain works, women worry about things that men don't. Women create so much fear and anxiety. See, Joe, you're seeing women parading themselves, even without makeup. Women suffer anxiety and depression and sleep deprivation way more than men because they have psychological things going on, except you might see them and saying, I'm so independent and I'm so confident, but what's really going on is something else. And a lot of men don't understand that's happening with women. When you compound that with, I have to put on makeup, all that does is increase the anxiety for women.
Well, again, I'm going to have to see whatever studies are available out there, because from what I understand from women and what I know about them and from my experience with them, they look upon makeup as a godsend. They don't look at it as, shit, if they find out, okay? So they look upon it as, okay, yes.
Exactly.
And then when they go, outside and the men look at them, they are not worried about whether or not the man will reject them the vast majority of the time. If men accept them 98% of the time without makeup, they don't have these particular psychological conflicts.
Well,
but if 50% of the men reject them, I can see it.
Well, you know, it still boils down to attention. If she feels that this is the only way that she's going to get attention, she's going to wear the lie. She's going to wear the lie.
Well, yeah.
Because
yeah,
she can't live. I mean, she can't live.
Attention. Right.
Yeah, because she can't live because, I mean, if she don't get, hey, if she sits there and nobody gives her attention, she's going to be ready to blow her brains out. She's going to go crazy.
You know? You know, he's not kidding. He's not kidding. You know what the worst thing a woman complains about? The number one thing a woman complains about, look at the way men look at me. You know what the second thing is that women complain about? That they don't look at her. So he's right.
Right.
They love attention.
Joe,
blow her brain out.
So without the makeup, Joe, then they won't get any attention. So and they
right.
know that, and that puts them in. So that's a conflict. So when they look in the mirror, they're looking at someone who's not going to get attention, and they have to do something about it.
Hey, y'all, gentlemen, hey, I got to be back at work in a couple hours, so I'll pick this up later on tonight, Ted. Okay? You guys have a good time. I'll check y'all out later on.
Take it easy, all right. Reg.
All right.
I mean, I'm looking at some of these before and afters, and there's a handful of women who actually are still attractive without makeup.
That's
what I was saying. I'm going to give you something.
I'm going to give. Okay,
Kendra. Yeah. You're all right. It's just, it's a delay on my end.
I'm going to give you something, Ted, which kind of buttresses your argument. A few years ago, there was a woman who was complaining about the paparazzi, and that's because this particular paparazzi reporter was taking pictures of celebrities, female celebrities without makeup. She complained about it, and she wanted a law passed that made it illegal for reporters with the National Enquirer or some other newspaper to take pictures of the celebrities with makeup off. So,
you,
I mean, that might buttress your argument.
You just supported what I'm saying.
I just said that argument buttresses your argument.
I heard
oh, okay.
It completely supports it, yeah. Like that, so there is.
I think women undergo conflict if they get caught without the makeup and if the people reject them or if they don't get attention without the makeup. Again, if 98% of the men who marry them have seen them without makeup and marry them anyway, how can they have any conflict? Let me give you an analogy. Supposing I get, the name just slipped, a penile implant, right? I can blow it up. It's not natural, but I can blow it up, and I can fuck with it blown up, but it's surgically attached, right? Now, if she doesn't know I have it, right, she's going to think I have a natural dick. But if she sees it and we fuck and she doesn't mind after we fuck, where's the problem for me? There's no problem. Satisfying her, she's happy, I'm happy, the feelings are still there for me. Where's the problem? Outside of the fact I gotta blow it up.
Well, so you're a trip.
But see, here's the fact, Joe. You're in conflict with yourself. See, that doesn't go away. Just because you tricked her, right, and you tricked her. And you successfully tricked her, but when you're dealing with yourself, you're still in conflict with yourself, and so you have to hide the conflict.
No, I don't. Because 98% of the women, if the 98% of the women I'm doing are accepting me, I'm not going to worry about the 2%. What do I care about the 2% when I got 98% of them going, yippee-yay-yo-yay-yay?
I got it. But you still have to deal with, you have to deal with.
I'm not, that's what I'm telling you. I'm not, if that's not going to bother me if 2% of the women are going to say no because of that, 98% say yes. It's like if I go for a job interview. If 2% of the people I go to see on a, for a job interview tell me, hey, Joe, we don't want you, but 98% of them say we want you, what do I care about the other 2%?
So here's another one. I saw this woman
okay.
who had a very unattractive gut, her stomach. And I watched her put on this girdle that made her look really sexy. So, you know, when you watched how long it took her to put on that girdle and zip it up, and then when she put on clothes, she was very sexy. But the fact remains, she's in conflict with herself. Like, you don't remove the conflict. You're still in conflict. This is why people often are so lousy with conflict resolution, because they get triggered by a conflict that's within. See, the secret to conflict resolution almost never has anything to do with the situation or the other person. It has to do with the conflict you're dealing with yourself. And all you need are something to remind you or a trigger. And one thing that reminds a woman without makeup is coming out the shower and looking in the mirror. And she's still going to see that, even though guys will accept her. Even if she's married, she's still dealing with that. I mean, I've seen attractive women be bothered by you know, their looks. Hold up, Kendrick. I've seen attractive women, not like, you know, drop dead gorgeous. They are attractive, hands down. They are, you know, well above average, and still. Attractive women, and without makeup, attractive, will still have this conflict as to whether they look good enough. Women worry a lot about being good enough. A lot.
I was just sitting there listening to you, and a thought hit a roll just then. It's a mental illness, and I forget the name of it, but maybe you can hear me. Because they used to say bodybuilders used to suffer from it. He see himself in the mirror as fat, but when you look at him, he look like he built like Hercules or Adonis for somebody. That's the same conflict some of these women having with this makeup thing. It's a real diagnosis. It's a real illness, Ted. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe that's what the 98% suffering from.
I never heard of it.
The Funhouse Mirror.
Women who are anorexic deal with that.
So it goes along with the anorexia stuff.
Right, right. They still think they're fat even though they're skinny.
But with the makeup, they still think they're ugly, but they ain't. So make that make sense to me, please, if you can.
See, in women, that's another thing. They're suffering from it. See, they're still suffering from it, Joe. Like, a woman could be anorexic and married, and her husband loves her as she is, yet when she looks in the mirror, she still sees a fat woman. That's the same thing with makeup. It doesn't go away. Joe.
I will grant that some women will have that, but I'm going to say, I don't understand why any woman who puts on makeup to be accepted by men and to attract attention from other women, when they are accepted by men in the vast majority of cases, how that's going to cause such a conflict. Now, if they get out of the shower and they still see their face and they know that their face is ugly, then they wish they were as pretty as what they looked like when they had makeup on. I can see that. But the conflict with whether or not they're going to be acceptable, I doubt it.
See, it's the same thing with being anorexic. It's what happens when they look in the mirror. See, that's a lot. Women are actresses. They've got a lot of guys thinking that all this stuff is going on. But if they're dealing with so many what you would call insecurities, and looks is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't... And
oh, I grant you that.
And so looks is a major part of it. That's why, otherwise they wouldn't have to hide it.
Well, I grant you that. I say they do have to hide it. And yeah, looks, the face is the currency. But when you're diagnosed with anorexia, you're having a real mental condition where you can talk to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist says, look, you're only 125 pounds and you're 5'7". You should weigh about 140 pounds to be healthy. And take a look in the mirror. You are not fat. You've got a 29-inch waist. And she might pull some of her skin out and say, but look, I'm fat over here. I'm fat over here. She's pulling out the skin. She has a neurological problem. Now, the
That's
woman
what
you're
I was
talking
saying.
About, if they have a neurological problem, okay. But I doubt if most of the women who, when they are accepted by 98% of the men in America, are going to have that kind of conflict.
Of course, Joe, because, see, the mirror doesn't lie to them. Just like with the anorexic, the mirror is always going to tell you facts of life. And that's where the conflict begins. See, they can go out and fool people, but they know the real deal.
But they don't care. They're accepted.
Yes, they
They're putting
no,
on makeup to be accepted.
That's what you're not.
No, that's what you say they are. That's
Joe,
what you say. Look, you have
no.
to have women who are going to say that. My
Joe.
Experiences with women, and most men's experiences with women is that yes, they would rather look like the pretty made up chick, but they're not experiencing the conflict you're talking about. And I don't see how they would if
you know why,
the
Joe?
Purpose of it is to be accepted, and they are. What?
You know why, Joe?
Yeah.
Because they're lying to you, and you bought the lie.
And that's why it doesn't make a difference.
But see, it
if
does.
If they're lying and I bought it, they don't care.
No, but Joe, but see, that's why there are so many problems in relationships. Because, see, if you never resolve the conflict that you have, it comes out in different ways. It doesn't just disappear.
That's okay. That's a valid point under certain circumstances. When it comes to the makeup, when a woman's intention, let's say, is to lie to get the man, she has got the man. The man sees her warts and all and doesn't care. There's no conflict there. That conflict isn't going to be submerged. She has won. I've lied to him. He accepts the lie. We're together. He's going to accept the lie for the rest of our lives. No conflict. So I don't see what this subliminal conflict is with that.
The conflict with herself never went away.
I'm saying it has. You're saying it hasn't. I don't understand why you don't.
It doesn't go away.
I don't know if she.
Things don't go away overnight. I'm with both of you, gentlemen.
Hold on, Kendrick. It never goes away. See, that's just the way a woman's brain works. She's always worried about. She's worried about things that are not even a problem. So even this is what I was saying. I've seen attractive women worry about these things.
Oh, I know what you're saying now. Wait a minute. I think I know what you're saying. I think you're saying women in general. Yeah, because I know there are beautiful women who, even though they're beautiful without makeup, they have to worry about something. They have to worry about the eventual zit on their face or the eventual wrinkle. So if you're saying women in general are going to worry about... No? That's not what you're saying?
I'm saying that if a woman has to put on makeup to hide, that's a major conflict with herself. And even if a man accepts it, even if a man accepts it, right, it doesn't take away the fact that she still thinks she's not good enough. It doesn't make
okay.
it go.
All right.
It just doesn't.
All right. You're saying. All right. Look, if you got studies to back it up, from your empirical experience, that's fine. I say differently. So until, you know, there's some good scientific studies around, we both disagree.
Well, no, but Joe, you have to understand, you don't make a person's conflict. Like, let's say a woman is fat and is uncomfortable. It's a conflict, and she doesn't know how to lose weight, but the guy says, I accept you as you are. There are still women who will still lose weight because it doesn't matter if the guy accepts it. It's how she sees herself. See, most of the problems between
humans... That's a good example.
Joe, most of the problems between human beings is because of self-conflict and being fat, makeup.
Okay.
I mean, the list goes on. Even if society thinks you're fine, yet your conflict didn't go away just because people accepted you.
All right, okay, if you say so. I don't agree with that, but that example of the fat person, I can understand that example.
But it's,
because the fat person... Yeah, go ahead, Ted.
No, go ahead, the fat person.
The fat person has got the guy. But if she's still walking around society like a fat pig, she knows everybody's thinking of her as a fat pig. So, yeah, that conflict still remains. But she may be very glad that the man that she married has accepted her, even though she's about 20 pounds overweight. So that particular conflict is gone with him. The conflict with society still remains.
See,
but
Joe,
here, when you were talking about makeup, yeah.
But, Joe, see, you keep thinking it's about being accepted and the conflict goes away. See, acceptance doesn't – the conflict is with self. This is what I said. The secret to conflict resolution is people have conflicts with themselves. They just hide them. So makeup is – once you have to hide it, there's a conflict. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to hide it. So women who wear makeup are hiding something. And you know, here's the irony. When I was in college – they had this woman come in and speak to her. I don't remember what class it was, but this woman came in to talk to us about how to dress professionally. You know, when you graduate, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Right.
You know, don't dress for being don't dress as a college student. You know, blah blah. She went on, but she told us, and if you're a man and you have a mustache, shave it off because men who wear mustaches are hiding something. And that doesn't look good in the workplace. It looks like you're hiding. And I was trying to think, then why do women wear makeup if you're not hiding something?
That's a good question. Yeah.
If you have to hide something, okay? Now, if you told me a woman marries a guy, accepts her the way she is, and she goes out of the house never wearing makeup again for the rest of her life, I got that. That one I can see. That's not the case, Joe.
But that's not the reason why the conflict has gone away. She's not wearing the makeup because she is wearing the makeup when she goes outside. She's no longer fat. She has covered up herself to society and to her man. Her man accepts it, and when she reveals that she's ugly, the man still accepts it. So she doesn't... I don't know where you get. Okay, you have your observations and your particular conclusions.
No, these are not.
I have
not
my observations. And my
This is not opinion. If you so you just look. The woman who's fat and wears a girdle to hide it and goes out, when she comes home and takes off the girdle, she's in conflict with that fat body. See, it doesn't matter if her husband.
But she doesn't want it. Yeah.
Her husband.
Okay, she wears a girdle and she.
Wears a girdle when she goes out into the public. But when she's home, her husband has accepted it. In the public, she cannot reveal that she's fat, so she hides it. Anytime you
and
have to hide
it. She doesn't give a shit.
You have to understand the psychological. The only reason you would hide something is because you're having a conversation with yourself. The mainstream calls it insecurity. I don't. But you're having a conversation, and it's in your neural path. See, this is what you have to understand, Joe. Just because a man accepted you didn't make the conversation in your neural paths go away. It's still there, and it still bothers you.
I agree with you, Ted. I'm agreeing with you when the woman has, right. When that conflict is deeply entrenched.
It is. And it doesn't go away. Wearing makeup, being accepted by your husband, like what's in your neural path, it's there. And the husband can't make that go away.
Okay, let's talk. Right. Let's talk about the neural network. What percentage of women do you feel have this kind of conflict? In America, let's say there's 100 million women.
No, every
they're
woman
all wearing makeup. How many of them?
Every woman in the world. And they did over 46,000 neural imaging, and they took a man and woman, put them in a room at the same time. They hooked them up to neural imaging, and they put the man in the same and woman in the same situation at the same exact time in the same place. And the woman's brain had more activity because the women were worried about things, and men were just kind of direct. Men were not worried about things. They dealt with the situation, or they saw the problem, and women created all these problems in their head that didn't exist. And the women put themselves in conflict. The prison experiment that they did back in the 70s with the men, they did the same thing with women.
That was
and
a Stanford experiment. Right.
It fell apart with the women.
That was a Stanford experiment,
Because the women were, it was too much conflict. They couldn't deal with the pressure. Women are in constant, just from a neurobiological perspective, they are in so much conflict with themselves. That's why they have anxiety and depression way more. They have 3.5 times more suicide attempts than men. Men commit the suicide. Men are, they execute, pun intended, and they're successful. Women just attempt it.
pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. So Joe, I'm speaking from brain and human behavior facts, not my opinion or observation.
That begs the question of how much of a conflict is with regards to the situation of makeup. All right, so look, I'm agreeing with you, and I had agreed with you before, that women are going to be in conflict about just about anything anyway. They're insecure creatures. They could still walk out there with makeup and wish that they didn't have to, but I don't think that that particular conflict is going to be high on their particular list of conflict.
It
can be a minor
part. That's how they attract the man, Joe. That's what they have for attracting a man, their looks. It's number one on the list. A woman's looks.
The number one agenda would be that. I don't think the conflict would be that high. But
it's
again,
number one.
I'd have to take a look at a study that.
Joe, that's the number one priority.
Okay.
How could it not be high on the list when it's the number one priority?
Because they've resolved that particular situation. Women will worry about it, and they will say to themselves, I wish I didn't have to wear makeup. I wish I looked like my sister, who's a natural beauty. But, again, that particular conflict would be fifth on the list out of five, and it would be other ones, because that conflict has been resolved, even though there are rewards.
Go ahead. Keep going. Please, keep going.
I'm finished. I'm still going to say the conflict is, if it's going to be a conflict, isn't going to be a major one because of the acceptance of it. They can still worry about it, but they're going to worry about their nails probably even more than whether or not their makeup makes them acceptable. They know they're accepted with the makeup their boyfriends, their husbands have, so... They can worry about it, but they're going to worry about a broken nail even more.
Joe, you're giving women way too much credit. You're overestimating them. When they look in the mirror when they look in the mirror without makeup, there is reality.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't go away. Even though they know they're tricking you. It's like a person who lies to you. They know they're lying to you, right? And they know they have to deal with the lie. Now, they might move on, but they still know they lied. It's like cheating, right? You made it through college, and you cheated, right? You cheated all the way through college. You paid people to do your papers and all this other stuff, and then when you get a job and you make it through, but you know what? The fact that you didn't study anything, it's still going to be there, and you're going to get triggered because you're in conflict with yourself. And when people do things that are that go against who they naturally are, it creates a conflict, and it will make them very defensive. Talk to a woman about her looks and see how defensive she is, and you'll see that the conflict didn't go away. Just go.
That's because
to
you're talking about it.
Yeah.
But if I say I don't care, if I say I don't care, maybe what you look like with that makeup off, I've seen you with the makeup off, then what do we got to talk about?
No. Okay.
She's still gonna talk to me about the conflict she has?
No, Joe, you're not hearing me. You, Joe, are not married, to my knowledge, right? So if you just randomly go up to 1,000 women over time and say, I bet you don't look so great without makeup, you'll see the conflict come to life. She's going to get defensive. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah.
Now, Joe, hear me out, right?
I go
to the gym. I go to the gym a lot, right? And if someone told me that I was fat fuck, I don't even know if I would waste my time laughing, right? It would be an absurd thing. Like, I would just feel like the person's reaching because there's no conflict with me in being fat. I've never been fat my entire life, right? So I have no conflict about that. So there's no trigger attached to it. So it's not, it never was there, and it doesn't even have to go away. But if you have something that triggers you, it means you're still in conflict with it.
If it triggers you.
Right. So
and if
all
the person has sufficient self-conflict. The thing we're talking about is the degree of conflict between you and me.
No.
Okay?
It's not free. If you're still in conflict, this is what I'm getting at, Joe. This is, and the big picture is this. I'm saying to men, if a woman is wearing a lot of makeup, you in normal everyday language, as a man, you're going to have to deal with her insecurities. Even if you say I accept it, it didn't go away. Unless she does the work to make that go away, that's still going to be there for women, and it's going to be a trigger. And some of the triggers that may happen that you don't see coming is you have an attractive neighbor or a new coworker who's a woman who's attractive. And if your wife feels like you may be more interested in her because that woman's more attractive, especially if it's a woman with no makeup, your woman's going to be triggered by that, even though you're not even interested in the other woman. What the conflict with herself is going to trigger her, and it's going to be problems. It's going to constantly be problems.
So let me get this straight, Ted. For one thing, you just finished saying that if she thought that I thought the other girl was attractive. So you're saying that if I'm accepting a woman who looks like a 9 with makeup, looks like a 6 or 7 without makeup, and
right.
we have a new neighbor, and that neighbor is attractive.
More
okay?
attractive.
Even if my wife knows I'm not interested in this woman at all because of other characteristics that she has, she's still going to be in conflict.
Absolutely. Yes, she's more attractive. I saw the way you looked at her. These are things that come out where you're like wondering, where the hell did this come from? Honey, I'm not interested in that woman. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Okay, all right, that, okay. Yeah, I do. I'm just saying to the degree that the makeup matters in terms of being a conflict, it doesn't rank high in the list. But with that example, but see, this woman has a conflict because, as you're saying, she has a conflict within her. She's already insecure. But if she absolutely trusts me, then
it
doesn't.
That's the whole point that I'm saying. Like, the insecurity doesn't make makeup doesn't make that go away.
But in the case that you've just brought up, if she trusts me, is she still going to be insecure and tell me, will you still look at her?
Unless, Joe, she does the work to make that conflict go away. If she doesn't do the work, it's going to be, it will come up, and you'll be wondering, like, this is out of left field. What's going on? and she may never tell you, but she may be happy. You accept me the way I am. What you have to get, Joe, is she hasn't fully accepted her for who she is. Because when she looks in the mirror, she sees a woman who's not good enough. And there are women who date guys. How do I want to say this? There are women who will date guys, and they know they look better than the guy. But if she still has to wear makeup to look good, to feel good about herself, she's got a conflict that doesn't go away, even though she believes she's with a guy who should be grateful and lucky to be with her, because he normally would never get a woman that good looking. You follow me on that one?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
See, you're overestimating women. If women have sold men, they have all this confidence, and they really don't. And makeup and wearing makeup. See, if you have to lie about something, then you're not as good as you are pretending to be.
Okay, I'm getting your point. If it's that deeply entrenched, then women are really, then there's nothing that they're not insecure about.
Women deal with a lot of that. And it's mainly because of the way their brain works. But I think between TV, even before social media may have made it worse. But if you just look at TV and the movies, mm-hmm. And the glamour and the magazines with the models on it, right? You hear this all the time. Women are always feeling insufficient, right? So if you remind her that she's insufficient, she's going to be angry with you. Like I said, if you tell me right. I'm fat, if you tell me I'm fat, Joe, I'm never going to be upset with you. I'm never going to be triggered. I might laugh. I might say you're reaching, but I'm never going to be triggered by you calling me fat. So I don't have to hide. There's nothing that will bother me about that. You follow me?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the thing is you have to hide. See, I don't have to hide being fat because I'm not. I don't even have to think about it. But if a woman has to think every day about the way she looks, so what I'm saying to men is that if a woman has to lie about anything, imagine a person who has to lie about being intelligent and they're really not, and you figure it out in no time. They're going to be very defensive, and they're going to tell you they'll tell you you're arrogant, Joe, right? And they're like, well, you know, I went to school and I have a degree. And I have more degrees than you, Joe, and who do you think you are? And,
right.
Steve Jobs did one semester at college, and he was a brilliant guy. You know, maybe he was a genius. I don't know, but he did that without a college education. So someone with a PhD.
Yeah, same thing with Bill Gates.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So,
right, I mean, there are people who are college graduates and our college, I understand you. Yeah. But see, that guy knows that he's not as bright as what he's trying to make the world believe that he is.
No.
And he's going to get caught, he feels, someday.
And that's the same with a woman wearing makeup.
Well, now we're going back to that difference, okay? Because
the
woman may feel, okay, you're saying the woman has internal conflicts no matter what. Even if she's a 10 with makeup or without makeup, she's going to have some sort of conflict, maybe about a list in some way. Okay, I'm saying that, yes, she may have a conflict about the makeup, but not as great as you think it is, because the makeup resolves the problem.
It didn't. If she's a 10, that's a different conversation. I met a woman who, she said she was a 9, and she actually was pretty hot, right? So she wasn't less than an 8 without mm-hmm. makeup, right? So So that's a different story. But a woman who's a 5, maybe even a 6 and below, that's going to be a problem. Like a woman who's a solid seven, a woman who's a solid seven knows she's not a 10, and she knows she's not a 5. So she kind of accepts, you know, I'm above average. I'm not the hottest thing. I can make myself look better. Like, she kind of accepts it. There are some women who I dated a woman who I call a 9. Some people might call her a 10. And she once said to me, she said, I know there are women more beautiful than me. I know there are women with better bodies. I know there are women who are smarter than me, women who have better hair and nails than me. And she went down a list. She said, but I don't think there's a woman who put it all together as well as I have, like the complete package. But I know there are women more beautiful than me. So she was a solid 9, maybe a 10. And walking down the street with her, you know, you saw the reaction of men of all races. So she was gorgeous, like just flawlessly gorgeous. And she accepted that there are still women more beautiful. So imagine if you're a 5, you've got a lot to deal with and to hide and cover up.
This my thing. I wonder, do you think some of these therapists and this some of these professional help can help some of those women to with that? Cause that's a serious thing.
It is, and so what I'm getting at is there are often, like, that's just one example, Joe. There are often conflicts in relationships, and your significant other doesn't really understand the source of the conflict. So you, Joe, you could be dating a woman. I've never seen you, Joe. So let's say you're dating a woman who's a solid 6 without makeup. And she puts on makeup, you accept her, you know, you like her body. And she sees you look at some woman who's a solid 8 with and it's a woman not wearing makeup. Your woman may be triggered by that and wonder, you know, while he's accepted me, what if he wakes up one day and feels like he doesn't want to be with me or whatever the trigger is. So it didn't go away because the reality is in the mirror for her. So we got some good. The big exclusive, what's going on? You said you even have girlfriends or wives getting mad at their boyfriends, husbands, for cheating on them in a dream they had while sleeping. Yeah, I mean, right, so the mind is still working. If she trusts you, she's doing it from a female. Joe, if she trusts you, she's doing it from a female perspective. You're trying to understand the feminine version of trust through a male value system. Interesting, big exclusive. What women say and what women think are two different things. I think that is Joe's problem. He trusts their words and not their actions. I mean, women have, like the guy Max Factor said, we're not selling makeup, we're selling confidence. And women bought that. That's what they're applying to their face. Now I can go out into the world and be confident. But it's just an act. Yep. Chaos View, right. It could be a dream or you could be walking down a street and how could you not see other people walking down the street and you just happen to see a woman who's beautiful? Your woman could be upset, and she may never say anything, but she may be upset with you all day for that, and it's because of the way she sees herself. And, yeah, Tony G, that could make her think she could lose access to a man's resources.
Well, that's the delusion, T. Some net job done told him that they entitled to every man's resources and his wealth and all this old goof stuff. But that's not the case, T. But they're going to find out pretty soon.
So, yeah, absolutely. I want to, I pulled up a, let's see if I can, where did I put that? There it is. I didn't get to listen to these videos, so I don't know what they're going to say.
If you're struggling with gun.
But the BBC did a short clip, 2-minute clip on why. I have no idea what they're going to
say. Human beings have been using make.
But we're going to hear what they say about why women use makeup.
Human beings have been using makeup for over 4,000 years, so they have to develop some inkling of what they're trying to achieve with it, what buttons they're trying to press. Even in ancient Egypt, women were already using the same techniques they do today. They enhanced their eyes with coal and used iron and copper ores to decorate their face. Dermatologist Dr. Vale Reese thinks makeup has one main purpose.
Well, makeup really tries to minimize any discoloration of the skin, any irregular contour, and then better allow attention to be drawn to certain features, such as the eyes or the lips, which we as humans want to accentuate, or at least in women at least. You put on the base to sort of even everything out, and it's like making a flat, clean canvas, and then you start painting.
So how do we paint features and why? Well, eye makeup can make the eyes look bigger and therefore younger and sexier. Also, darkening the upper lids can produce so-called bedroom eyes.
Why do bedroom eyes exist? Why do we associate that with sexiness? It's because in the last stage of sexual encounters, a moment or two before our orgasm, one of the muscles that keeps the upper eyelid up relaxes and the eyes begin to droop. So someone who has bedroom eyes, in a sense, looks like they're always on the verge of orgasm. That is, we're extending
permanent characteristics of...
So, someone wants to have bedroom eyes so they look like they're always on the verge of about to climax, about to come. That's interesting. As we've got about a minute left, so let's see what else they said. This is the BBC, and I'm under fair use. I'm only showing this for educational purposes.
Reminds us of the way we look at that particular moment
without even thinking about it.
Next, lipstick. Psychologists argue that when you get aroused, your lips get fuller and redder. And that's what red lipstick is trying to mimic. When people are sexually aroused, the psychologists tell me, the lips, for example, will not only get larger, they become engorged, there's more blood in the lips, so they actually get a darker color.
You bet Desmond Morris on that.
Yeah, some of it. Yeah. Well, I didn't know whether all of that was right, but what I was talking about is just the fact that...
Yeah. I think it's also
rubbish. I think it's rubbish.
Absolutely rubbish. You said that women give red lips. That's mirroring the red bulbous of chimpanzees when they're in...
Yeah, well, that's obvious, isn't it?
That was interesting. Let's see if we can... interesting. Let's see what... I think they're going to take this on... I think this video is going to randomly stop people on the street.
Hi, this is CCTV. I'm Paige. I'm Hannah. We've been interviewing people today about what they think about makeup and what men think and what women think, why they wear it, and is it a confidence thing, or is it just that they like the way that... Do you prefer girls with makeup or without makeup?
I feel like I'm not seeing an honest representation of that person's face.
Apply the makeup perfectly or correctly, cool, but if you just dip your face in a bucket of cake
It's not nice, is it? It depends. If it's too excessive, then it can be, because sometimes I love a girl who's really confident in herself. Not to say that she can't wear a lot of makeup, but I like a girl who has a sort of fine balance, not too much, just the right. Looks nice. Quite good. It's a bit iffy because some people pass it on a bit too much and don't need to, especially foundation. Other times, it's all right. It's okay, but the least the better, really.
Do you wear makeup? Yeah. I do. Yeah. Why do you see most wear makeup? I think there's many reasons.
Say to emphasize like the parts of my face that I find to be nice. Yeah, that's why I wear it. It's not to wear it like to put like on a show. It's also not to put on a mask. It's just like to emphasize your beauty.
I think it's just a way to express yourself and to express your personality and enhance your natural beauty and enhance your own features.
It just makes me look good at times. We've got an everyday thing. It just makes me feel nicer, I guess. Why do you think most people wear makeup?
Good question. To hide flaws or to up their confidence in it, so they'll cover their flaws and increase their confidence. I guess there's a level of insecurity there. You know, I think overall, though, I think it's individuality. The sense of, yeah, sense of individual. Cover up spots and stuff like that.
Insecure.
Yeah, they feel like they need to.
Yeah.
But you think every woman that wears makeup is because she's insecure?
Most. But some actually really don't need it. And it's...
Would you ever go out without makeup on?
Yeah, I go out without wearing any makeup. Like this morning, I came from Germany and I had that thing on my face, so...
Yeah, I usually go to work without makeup.
I'll have certain days if like my skin's a little bit bad and I might not want to wear like a lot of foundation or something, or I want to wear more foundation. But I do actually enjoy not wearing makeup.
Do you feel less confident when you haven't got as much makeup on sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah, but not really.
Oh, yeah, I think like, if, you know, any female, like if you got completely nothing on, then you can feel a little bit bare and a little bit naked, so...
So, wait, guys, we're getting some honesty, right? So they feel confident with no makeup, but then they catch that the Asian woman caught herself like, oh, my God, I just admitted that on a camera, but not really. So if they're honest, I guess we'd have to put some truth serum in there. But there's some level of honesty in them saying that they feel more confident with makeup. That has, even if a man accepts her, the way she looks at herself has nothing to do with the man.
Oh, yeah, I can be definitely insecure on some days.
Certainly, some people are really insecure about how they look and they hide behind the makeup. And especially teenagers, you know, when you're growing up, you know, you see a lot of celebrities looking all glam and you want to copy that. On the setting and what I'm doing, but it's true that sometimes I tend to lack a little bit of confidence without makeup.
What would you say to men that think that they don't like women with makeup or think that they're women on fake that wear makeup?
I would tell them that I think if every woman would run around wearing any makeup, I think they would find half of them to be really ugly.
Oh, did she actually say that? Oh my God. I think we have to run that back.
I would tell them that I think if every woman would run around wearing any makeup, I think they would find half of them to be really ugly.
You see, there's a little bit of honesty of women saying, if we didn't wear makeup, you would think half of us were really ugly. Yeah, they hey, Tony G, right. They go home and take off the makeup, right? But if they go out into the public, they are not going to be accepted based on how they look. And this woman said, if women go out without makeup, men are going to find half of them to be really ugly. Those are not my words. So how do you think a woman is going to feel knowing that she's in that half that's going to be ugly? And hell, maybe three quarters will think they're ugly and it's only half that are.
I like Anissa.
So these are not my words.
You can't make this stuff up, T.
Hey, exactly. I didn't make it up. And I see you guys, Woody Mac Millions, Big 125, Exotic Sugar. I see you guys in the house. I know you can hear this. Jared Punch, Brad. Yeah, I got you guys. This they're interviewing women just randomly. So women are wearing makeup. They're saying to have and someone made a great comment here, right? So if women want to or using makeup to look to mimic sexual arousal. So makeup makes women look like they're always down to do the nasty. Then when men approach, she tosses out those she thinks are low value. Except she's making up her face to mimic sexual arousal. Very interesting. But don't look at me as an object, though. Don't look at me as a sex object. It's even though I'm making up my face to mimic sexual arousal, you should never look at me as a sex object.
I agree with you as well. Thank you very much.
Oh, she said, I agree with you. Half hour, man, that's heavy.
Hi, thanks for watching Black Hair Force. Make sure to subscribe.
That's pretty heavy. See if we can find one more that,
Who the world was that, Ted? She sounds good.
Why? Right, let's see it take out. Look at.
Give me 15 seconds.
Okay. It's very interesting. So there was a bit of honesty, guys, from the women, knowing that without makeup they don't look good.
Well, hey guys.
Whoa. Pretty excited here. See, this is how women see themselves. This has nothing to do with men. And yes, they do want to attract men, but the way women see themselves, this is very telling. Their ability to be accepted, and as you guys are saying, have access to resources. So let's see what this woman says about why women wear makeup.
First off, as you can tell, I'm in a different location because I get incredibly sick of having to make my bed every time I want to film a video. So why not just sit on this uber convenient couch? But no reason to be mad about it. Don't worry, I even brought Queenie with me. There she is. Good old girl. Love you to death. So if you feel like being upset about the queen not being here, just remember that the queen is definitely boring and old through my school. So from the title of this video, you can tell that I'm going to be talking about makeup today and then science behind makeup. Why do we wear it? Why do we feel the need to paint our faces with crazy colors and then go out in public? I was randomly thinking that this morning when I was putting on my makeup and I was like, you know what I would love if just every woman just didn't wear makeup and we were all just judged on what our faces looked like all the time. Like there just was an even playing field. I mean, we don't have to put on makeup now, but in a way you kind of do to keep up with everyone else wearing makeup, as sad as that sounds. But that's a personal problem for me. I mean, if you don't want to wear makeup, that's awesome and good on you for being confident. Me, on the other hand, I like a little mascara every now and then. Either way, I wanted to go in depth and see why we wear makeup and how it could have possibly become the giant industry that it is today, because guess what? Over $40 billion is spent on makeup every single year. It is a $40 billion industry. That's insanity to me. So we're gonna go in depth and try to figure this out together. I found an amazing article online that explained everything I ever had a question about makeup, and I just definitely enjoy it. So going back in time a little bit, makeup's been used for centuries. Archaeologists have discovered evidence of body painting over 50,000 years ago in South Africa. So trust me, body modification is not a new thing. People have been wearing makeup for a very long time, depending on what your definition of makeup is. If you want to be a little stricter and say that makeup is things that you apply to your face to make yourself look more beautiful and feminine, we'll go with about 3,500 years ago when the Egyptians and Sumerians actually used coal eyeliner, crushed hair, beetle brush berries, and things that can make you change your appearance
without actually being manufactured makeup that we know of today. Now, the root of the question is, why did we even do this in the beginning? Why 50,000 years ago did we start painting our bodies? And why 6,000 years ago did we start putting stuff on our faces? Well, I'm about to tell you why. The funny thing is, we can actually see the reasoning behind makeup in the animal kingdom. If you've ever watched The Animal Planet or any nature documentary for any length of time, you know that eventually you hear about some crazy mating ritual or how different the female looks and all these other crazy things that animals do to attract a mate. The reasoning behind these crazy rituals is basically so that a female can portray to a male that they are fertile and ready to have healthy babies. Oh yeah, let's get it on. During ovulation, studies have shown that both sexes think females are more attractive. Ovulation is the most likely time for a female to get pregnant and also a time when estrogen levels rise. Because estrogen rises, blood circulation also rises.
So interesting. So, you know, here we are back to makeup and sex. There's a correlation between makeup and sex. So women are walking around presenting themselves as sexually available objects.
And this causes flush cheeks and red lips. Yep, that's the explanation behind blush and rouge. Beautiful. Love me some lipstick. So basically that means when your cheeks are flush and your lips are flush, it looks like you're ready to do the dirty.
Mm-hmm,
that's right. Or rather that you're ready to produce offspring. Those same flush features happen during sexual arousal as well, so it always looks like you're ready and down to the dirty if you got this thing going on. That's right, everybody. Who would have known that makeup was related to sex? I did. Now that you know all about why lips and cheeks are important, you must be asking yourself, Arden, then why is it so important now to have fully filled in eyebrows and beautiful eyeliner and, you know, all those other things that seem so important in the female face for some reason? Well, I can explain that for you with a study done by Dr. Richard Russell, who was an assistant professor of psychology at Gettysburg College. He did a study that showed that contrast is most important in the female face. Before I talk about the actual study, I want to try it on you guys. So I'm going to show you guys two pictures and keep in your brain which one you think is female and which one is male. This shouldn't be too hard for you guys. I was actually quite flabbergasted from this. So here you go. Here are the pictures. Here's the first one and here is the second one. Alrighty, now that you've got in your head which one is male and which one is female, I'm going to tell you guys that there is actually no gender in either picture. That's right. Basically, what Dr. Richard Russell did, he put together a collage of a bunch of different human features from male and female and then upped the contrast on one of them, which I'm assuming is the one you guys thought was female. The more pale skin and contrasting features make the face appear more feminine. The more feminine you appear, the more fertile you appear, and thus, why we have to contrast our face, like contouring is so important, why your eye makeup is so important, why you have to fill in your eyebrows. Who would care about any of that stuff if it didn't make us look more feminine? The next time you're applying your eyeliner or filling in your eyebrows, just know that that is actually making you look more feminine. Like, you didn't already know that, but science proved it. Now that you know why we put on eye makeup, blush, and lipstick, it's time to tackle foundation. Well, that one's actually pretty easy. The older you get, the more battle scars you're going to get, whether that be wrinkles or actual battle scars, discoloration of the skin pigmentation, different things like that show aging. The more pure and baby-faced you are, the more youthful you look, and thus the more fertile you look.
Going back to sexual market value, huh? Still fertile, right? So it's still leading to sex. I'm sexually fertile. This is what women want out of makeup. So if they go out without it, even if the husband or boyfriend accepts, there's still this obsession with it.
Reasoning why we put on foundation. There you go. So overall, makeup is just one big mating ritual, which is weird to think about, but scientifically, that's what it is. What's funny is, as much as makeup is supposed to attract the opposite sex, 1 out of 5 men think their significant other wears too much makeup or wishes they didn't wear any at all. And 1 in 10 men think that women shouldn't wear makeup at all, like any woman. So men think that women shouldn't wear makeup at too much makeup or wishes they didn't wear any at all. And 1 in 10 men think that women shouldn't wear makeup at all.
So that's interesting. So we were talking a little while ago about how if a woman is married and her husband accepts her, that she shouldn't have any sort of psychological insecurities. And what she just said, makeup is part of a mating ritual. So if a woman is only doing this to attract a man and keep him, she would be wearing makeup at home and only at home. But yet there are women, the husband accepts her without makeup, yet when she goes out, she's still sort of simulating this mating ritual, and she doesn't want to go out the house without it. And that's interesting. She may be married or claims to be happily married, yet she still participates in this mating ritual. I think that's interesting, right? So if we're just looking at the psychology of what's really behind and driving women wearing makeup, this is kind of complex. There's a lot going on. I prefer dating women who either don't wear it and don't wear it, right, because they don't need it. And they're comfortable when I ask them to not wear it.
If that's the case, Ted, I wonder if any of these women, like you just said, if they comfortable walking around the house butt naked for their man. Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a little deeper than just makeup, man.
Right. Or wearing the sexy, you know, the sexy shorts around the house or the midi skirt. Like, will she dress sexy just to stay at home with her husband? Or is that for going out, right? That's a really good question, Kendrick. Definitely. Let's see what else this woman has to say. Tony G, hypergamy never sleeps, right? Never. Even when you've got the guy, still hypergamy never sleeps.
Like any woman. So men say they don't like makeup. You've probably heard that from your boyfriend or your significant other, that they just would rather you have your natural face. The funny thing is, in most studies, when shown different pictures of the same woman wearing makeup and no makeup, most men will pick the woman with the makeup on. When shown a picture of a woman wearing a lot of makeup or a woman wearing a natural face of makeup, most people will say they choose the girl with the natural makeup on because they think it is no makeup. That just shows that men don't really know what makeup looks like. If you're wearing a giant smokey eye, a man might not necessarily like it. And overall, as much as men complain about makeup, it seems like they're voting on the makeup side. A lot of this might be that women actually gain more confidence after putting on makeup or feeling beautiful, and thus they're more likely to show more of their personality and be more outgoing towards men. So maybe it isn't that men really like your makeup, it's just that they like you, and you are more likely to be you if you feel confident.
And this gets to the psychological aspect that even though a woman is married, it's still like, that's what Max Factor said, we're selling confidence. And so there are lots of women who depend on makeup to determine how they interact with men or even amongst other women. It's very interesting to date a woman who doesn't wear makeup and like, yeah, it's very interesting to be with that kind of woman.
So it doesn't mean that men don't like makeup. It just means that they don't know what makeup they like. And that's just a generalization of all men. I'm sure my ex-boyfriend knew when I was wearing makeup and when I definitely wasn't wearing makeup. Yeesh, that's another story. So the overarching message of this is the science behind makeup is that you want to appear more fertile and ready to make babies. However, nowadays, I think makeup is more of an expression of yourself. I wear makeup because I like makeup. It makes me feel more confident. And when I want to wear crazy makeup, I will. Who doesn't love crazy blue eyeliner? It might not necessarily attract me a mate, but gosh dang it, I love me some blue eyeliner. So this video is not meaning to say that you shouldn't wear makeup or should wear makeup or should wear a lot of makeup or little makeup. Wear whatever makeup you want to wear. It's all about you, your face, your confidence level. Do whatever you want. Just know that inevitably you are playing into a mating ritual centuries old. How interesting is that? I love hearing that. All right, let's just be happy we're not putting bat poop on our eyelashes anymore or cyanide.
Okay. All right. So the BBC and what she said is it points to sex and sexual attraction, mating rituals, fertility, sexual arousals, bedroom eyes, all of this. So women are presenting, so it's almost like two lies, right? One is hiding, you know, misrepresenting how she looks. Two is presenting that I'm sexually available. This is my mating ritual, and I want to appear as sexually aroused as possible. but don't talk to me. Is this dichotomy, right? Want to look, this is another lie, right? So I want to look sexually aroused and I want to look like I'm doing a mating ritual, but I don't want to be approached. Why do men approach me? Like this is more conflict. Tony G, plausible deniability, huh? Right, exactly. So very interesting. And so then you have to then ask a bigger question. If makeup is such a big part of your personal makeup, right? Like who you are, how you present yourself to the world. It's almost like women are constantly in this lane of deception. And yet they're saying, accept me as I am. However, I'm not presenting myself as I am. I'm presenting myself as doing a mating ritual. I don't want you to sexually objectify me. I'm presenting myself as though I'm in this state of ecstasy and about to come any moment. Don't treat me like a sex object. I'm hiding. I don't want you to see how I really look. I don't think you will accept me. Like all of this is going on. I mean, it just adds to confusion, and it's a pretty ugly path of deceit. And we're being told to accept women as they are. Well, if we do that, then we would accept them as being deceitful. And how do you conduct business? How do you conduct trade and commerce with that kind of mindset? Yeah, hey, Tony G, I know that. Like, right, so even in the workplace, right, sexual harassment, you know, one guy can say, hey, Mary, you look really nice, and the next guy says, you look really hot. But the first guy, because of the way he appears, right, the guy who says hot doesn't get reported to HR, but the guy who's kind of nerdy and she doesn't like him, he gets reported to HR because he said, you look nice. Even that's deceitful. Like a woman being perfectly comfortable with a compliment from a man, from one man, and demeaning another man for making the same or more tame compliment, right? So, And you know, I did a video, maybe it was last year, I read about a case study of a female-only company that failed because it was female-only, and all the women wanted high salaries. But one of the things that in the article was written by the founder of the company, one of the things she talked about is that the women explicitly talked about sex. They talked about how they felt during sex last night, the size of the guy's penis. They gave details. These women are talking about sex. And if men do that, then we can lose our job. That's sexual harassment. So if you could say women are deceiving us by saying they don't want sex to be discussed in the workplace. But if you put all women in one place, they have no problem talking about sex. They don't want men to do this. So it's got to make you wonder, You know, I said that in college, someone came in to speak to us about how to dress professionally, dress for the job you want. And the woman told us that if a man has a mustache in the workplace, it means he's hiding behind something, so all men should shave off their mustache. So what is it women are really hiding behind? So I'm sort of teasing out this conversation. So if women wear makeup because it's part of a mating ritual, it makes her look like she's in moments of ecstasy, sexual arousal, it hides things. Like, all of this is presenting that which does not exist. A mask. I mean, and it really is. Makeup really is a mask. So what is it women are really hiding behind? What is it like the magician that does the trick that's under the table? Are women really presenting a trick, a magic trick, to men in general, but like across the board, 70% of divorce women, and they're snatching resources? Like, where are women going with all this deceit? If you treat me like a sex object, I'm going to complain. If it's at work, sexual harassment, if it's in a relationship, it's this horrible thing, except really what they're presenting is sex, sexual arousal, fertility, mating dance. I mean, that has to put women in constant conflict with themselves, unless they are attempting to put men in a state of chaos so that men can't see the actual deceit that's taking place. So on the table, you see all the mating rituals and the sex object. But underneath the table, you never see what's really happening. So our men, are we being had? We're being told that being masculine is toxic. Are we being completely had, guys? Hey, Tony G, yeah, I had a conversation. Yes, women hate betas. And maybe I wonder if they're just waiting for the beta to say, sit down and shut up, and that's why they're acting crazy. Interesting. It's big exclusive, right? So I guess she wouldn't want to tell what kind of man she was trying to attract. A lot of women don't admit that. Interesting, Tony G, right? The low class men, right? But they're attracting all men. Oh, yeah, listen, the problem in our country and Western civilization is diminished in the lack of masculinity. Now, I just wonder, so is it that women are just so in so much conflict with themselves that they are confused? So what they really want is absolutely a man who's powerful and masculine, and because men... So many men have listened to the feminists and went on this journey seeking their feminine side when there is no feminine side to seek. You're just a man. It's okay with being a man, and you don't need to find a feminine side. Just be a masculine, be a man. So are women technically rebelling against men who went on the journey to find their feminine side? So I'm going to say something that I think a lot of guys can relate to. If you are not giving your woman attention on a particular day, right? And it's not that you were trying to ignore her. You're occupied, right? Or it could be over a time period between work So when a woman often wants more attention from you, what does she do? She throws a temper tantrum. She gets upset. She starts doing things that technically push you away. But really what she's trying to do is to get you to come closer to her. So if we look at society as a whole, as men go on this journey to find their feminine side, what women want is the masculine side back. You know, get away from the journey of finding your feminine side. We, us women, want you to be masculine, and some men have abandoned their masculine side to look for the feminine side. So when a woman wants something from you, she often, most of the time, she doesn't just ask for what she wants. She throws a temper tantrum. She acts crazy. She acts moody. Maybe she wants sex, but she wants something from you that you're not supplying. And so what I'm getting at is that perhaps what we're seeing in the U.S. especially is that women are just waiting for men to come back in full force with masculinity. And as long as too many men go searching for their feminine side, women don't know how to ask for what they really want. Yeah, Imperator, it's not a man's job to teach women how to communicate. technically, it's because I'm going to say something that I've never heard anyone say. There's no such thing as female nature. It doesn't exist. And all the men who are out there pontificating that they understand female nature, you can't understand something that doesn't exist. And I'm saying there's no such thing as female nature, because as long as men are being absolute men, being masculine, without shame, women will form around that masculinity and accommodate it. So once again, you guys have heard me say, if a man is a container and a woman is water, the woman is going to take shape of whatever, she's going to be the water, and she takes the shape of whatever the container is. And if you're a container made of paper, she's going to eat right through you, and she's going to go all over the place. So as men lost their masculine container and sought the feminine side, they became paper. They became, I don't want to say like women, but they became weaker versions of a container. And women just ripped right through it. And the more men that became paper, the more women that ripped through them. And what women are looking for men to go back to their container, because there's no female nature. What a woman would, instead of female nature, what a woman is going to do is conform to what you provide for her. Yes, Imperator, women do know how to communicate when they want sex. Yes, they do. They do. So what I'm getting at is men can put demands on women. Men can create boundaries for women, right? So if you're a container, there are boundaries. If you stop being a container, then there's nothing, I hate to do this, but there's, I don't want to pour it. So if water just hits the table, hits my table, it just goes all over the place. It makes a mess. And I'm saying that's what is happening in our culture. We've allowed women to just go all over the place and make a mess. Men have allowed that. They stopped being a container. So what does this have to do with makeup, right? It's almost like, you used to hear about the snake charmer, right? He charms the snake. He uses music. He mesmerizes, hypnotizes the snake. So some of you guys are being mesmerized and hypnotized by makeup, knowing that that woman really doesn't look like that, yet you're being mesmerized by a mirage, right? You're in a desert. And you think you see an oasis. Hey, Tony, I've had some women be rather direct about wanting sex. Hate to admit this, especially if they were married. Women who were married were way more assertive about it. Living with women, they learn to get comfortable knowing when they want sex. So I've lived with two women, and they, especially one of them, definitely was assertive about that. Well, I wouldn't, Tony G, I wouldn't say women form themselves. That's why there's no female nature. It's the man who's going to create the form for them. Right, they're formless. They're going to take form, and so if you let the women out and roam, right? So the feminists told women that you can do whatever men do, but women don't know how to be the container, right? Because if women knew how to be the container, then they would marry unemployed men and build families, and never expect the man to work, and they'd build communities. They wouldn't be consumers. Women are consumers. 77% of consumer purchases are by women. So the feminist told women, you can do whatever men can do. They told them, you don't have to respond to the container. The container is oppressive. It's a patriarchy. This is hurting you and killing you. And now that women have gotten, they've run from the container, they don't understand the responsibility of capital. That comes with a certain amount of discipline. They're consumers. That's no discipline. And they're using, while they're saying on one hand, don't make me a sex object, they're using sex mating, fertility. They're using all of these things to manipulate men. And as more and more men become smarter and can no longer be manipulated, it'll be interesting to see what direction women go. Maybe some women will say, hey, I'll gladly be water and accept the form that you provide for me. But that's going to require a certain level of masculinity on men. And some men have been tricked out of that kind of masculinity. There are a lot of men who are feminist and don't realize it. They even raise their daughters to be that. Eve did conform. She conformed to another container. She did conform. It was just another container. Women have become irresponsible. Hey, Cowboy Monk, but this is why men have to be such solid containers. There are too many men who are made of paper and cardboard. Cardboard may be harder than paper, but water eventually eats right through cardboard. It softens it and crushes it. Hell, plastic is much better than cardboard. Porcelain, like your toilet is made of porcelain. Your tub can be made of porcelain. Very firm. It doesn't rust. Yeah, Tony G, that's put the words out my mouth, right? She conformed to a bigger snake's container. This is why men understand principles better than women do. Women worry about things, and that affects their decision making, their risk taking. S1. So technically women So, yes, women are now getting, you see a higher percentage of high blood pressure, heart attacks, alcoholism, drug abuse. It's as women take on more of these jobs, yes, it is affecting them. Obesity. Just a quick, and you guys, you know, I think most of you have heard me say this, during World War II when they had women, a lot of women in the workplace because men were out fighting during World War II, the men who were in the military needed more supplies. So that meant the women had to work longer hours. There were not enough women. So they had to significantly increase hours for women. And accidents for women went up 150%. And the men who were working, there were still men in the workforce. Even though the men increased the same amount of hours as women, the amount of accidents went up 0%. Like it was just nothing. So women are not designed to be in the workplace and a lot of these jobs that they're taking on. Back in, I think it was 2015, I heard a report that the fastest growing segment of heroin users in the U.S. was women who earn high income. So think about that. A woman who earns high income, the majority of the time means she's very well educated and she makes plenty of money. She earns a high income and she's using heroin. How does an educated woman earning high income become a heroin user? And I'm not talking about housewives that are using painkillers. I'm talking about women in the workforce. So the way they are dealing with the demands of high income, right, high responsibility, the solution has been heroin or alcoholism or other drugs. So they are not dealing. So that ultimately, S1, these are all things that will kill these women early. They will experience an early death. They're gaining weight. They're not taking care of themselves because they're not designed to put in the hours. Women don't want to work as many hours as men. They take 60% more sick leave when they have children. So, and they want time off to have babies. So.
Yeah, man, it's just backwards out here, Ted. That's what I see. The roles have been flipped, and it's just a big old hitting.
Yep. The big exclusive, good question. What is your opinion of mothers teaching daughters to wear makeup or daughters learning makeup from their family members and being raised that way? I noticed we didn't cover that. So really good question. So a lot of girls are going to wear makeup because they saw their mother wearing it, right? So I would imagine if a girl grows up in a house with a mother who just never wears makeup, that's going to be normal for that girl. So you grow up with a mother who wears all this thick foundation and all kinds of makeup, it's going to be normal. I mean, look at some of these little girls who are like little girls, like 5 years old or younger, who want to wear a wig or a weave. I mean, someone, this might be anecdotal, but someone showed a little girl very young, like five or younger, had a wig on, and when they took it away, she started screaming and crying. She didn't want to be seen. She didn't want to not have that. So, you know, I'm not a girl, so I don't know all the things mothers tell their girls of why they wear makeup. But I'm going to assert that passing on the makeup is not just makeup that you're passing on. So just think of it this way. If you're born into a low socioeconomic class, you don't just pass on, we live in this neighborhood. What you pass on is a certain mindset that comes with that socioeconomic class. You pass on a certain mindset for managing money, how you see yourself, how you see the rest of the world. You pass on this level of being a victim. So there are a lot. Things don't get, someone talked about things don't happen in a vacuum. So makeup doesn't happen in a vacuum. And this is what I was saying to Joe earlier, that the reason behind a woman wearing makeup is not as cut and dry. And, we played the video, so they were talking about mating rituals and looking like you're in a state of coming, ecstasy, hiding things. All of that, I'm asserting, gets passed on from mother to daughter. It gets passed on in the stories and the language, and the little girl's going to ask, why are you putting that on? Oh, I have to hide this. And so the girl is learning at a young age that there's some things you have to hide. You're being sexy. She's understanding the relationship between makeup and sex, even if she doesn't fully understand sex. Hey, S1, Dubs, I actually played a couple of videos. The BBC was one of them, and they talked about that specifically, and the relationship between makeup and sex or attracting. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, of course, all it seems all animals seem to have mating rituals. Hell, I think even insects have it. But it seems women are full time, like they're full time in a mating ritual, and then tell men, don't sexualize me. Yet they engage the world in a mating ritual, which is all about sex and fertility, and then condemn men for making them objects, sex objects, when that's exactly what they are presenting with makeup. So if women didn't want to have sex, logic would say, don't wear makeup. Like, the only time you wear makeup is when you want to mate, you want to have sex. But that's not what women do. In one of the videos, they talk about how when a woman isn't ovulating, like her lips and her cheeks are a little more flushed, right? So she looks more attractive to men. So, see, you could say that's what nature's doing. It's simulating a woman's ovulation. So when a woman's ovulating, her body makes her look a little more attractive to a man. And so nature has handled this already. But women are doing this across the board every day with or without ovulation. And, it was interesting to hear two women say if women didn't wear makeup, about half the women would not be attractive to men. Most men wouldn't find them attractive. So there are many women who are looking to avoid being overlooked and ignored. So, hey, S1 Dubs, I mean, I got it. So if you say men choose women, so why would a married woman be wearing makeup? Or a woman who's in a relationship or engaged? Like, what's that about? Are you looking to be chosen? What about women who complain that men are always approaching me?
Yeah, that's a good point, Ted. We need to discuss that.
And S1, in the get chase game, it's pretty competitive. Men just need to choose better. So there's where makeup creates the problem, because now the woman is deceitful. And so imagine you engage the world with intentional deceit. You know you're deceiving the world. See, deceit doesn't happen in a vacuum, just your looks. It's everything. And if you start looking at the amount of women who get cosmetic surgery on their bodies, right? Fake tits, fake ass, they get the fat liposuction or whatever, fat taken from the waist and put in other parts of the body. This is all intentional deceit. So men have to be trained in the art of deceit to actually do a much better job at assessing and choosing better for women, because women are in full-time deceit mode when they're wearing makeup. And so if you think about that, if you know you're hiding things, if you know you're presenting something that, if you know you're presenting a mating dance and sex, and that's not what you want from the world, then even that's deceitful. So a man has to read between all these lines with the woman, S1. So how do you choose better when a woman is already knowingly deceiving you? And she's not going to tell you. And I read some articles where men had recently married and had not seen their wives without makeup. And one story was the wife jumped in a pool, and when she came out the water, he saw her with no makeup, and he, we're done. I want a divorce. And there were a couple of others. So, and, you know, I even told a story about a woman who did get plastic surgery. I mean, these are all deceitful. So that talks to a certain mindset. So a mindset that's already has an intent to deceive, and it's not going to be in a vacuum of just the face or the body with cosmetic surgery. There's an intent to deceive. And so I was asking the question, what's the end game? So where are women hoping to get? What are they hoping to gain with so much deception? Hey, yep, Tony G, right? So girdles, cosmetic surgery, makeup, all of these can hide, genetic inferiority, health issues, right? Right, could be shown on the face. Tony G, for every one man that avoids the deceit, 10 men will fill the void he leaves behind. I you know, on one hand, that's hilarious. It's funny. Almost like you can see a cartoon where the man walks away from the void, and then here comes 10 guys who just get sucked right into it. And most of them are just happy to be there. I'm just happy to be here. When I was a teenager, I remember a man saying he understood he was being deceived and he was going along with it. He said he was getting something from it. So S1, so that means men have to be able to clearly distinguish deceptive women. And then we'd have to ask the question, how many women are not engaged in some art of deception? Because if she's wearing makeup, she's being deceitful. And deceit is not just the makeup, it's the mindset. So that means, what are we talking? At least in the U.S., what are we talking? 75% or more of women who are deceitful and unqualified for anything from a man? What are we talking here? I assume S1 is a woman. But she would probably never admit that. What are you taking from all this, Kendrick?
I think it's all interesting, and, you know, in particular, if you look at it from a red pill awareness standpoint, Ted, these are the common conversations that, you know, dudes just need to really reevaluate and just think real, you know, seriously about. In particular, Ted, if like you just, I just heard you mention a main married wife and he never seen her without the makeup on.
Right.
Well, that let me know they got some issues. You know what I mean? Both that couple, the man and that woman. If you don't even know that woman, you know what I'm saying? Her true features look like.
Right. Right. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was finished, but that's why I was getting out of your message. You need to know what you're getting yourself into.
Right. How could you marry a woman you technically never saw her? You saw makeup, but you never saw her.
Yeah, man, that's ridiculous.
S1, I never agree or disagree with people. I present a perspective, and I just wonder about the accuracy of your statements. That's all. So I don't get into refuting and disagreeing. I question accuracy. That's what I'm doing. And I noticed you didn't deny being a woman. 100% man. Okay. Well, there's only one way to deal with that. S1 Dubs. There's a link. Jump on board. Let's see. Hey, Common Man, what's going on, man? What's going on? Yep, makeup is a lie. It's deception. It's a mindset. It's a very deceptive mindset. And it's not just the makeup. It's what's behind that. What's the intent? What is she hiding? What is she pretending to be? Even if she's pretending to do a mating ritual and doesn't want to be seen as doing a mating ritual, yet she's doing a mating ritual.
It's almost as if she got on a mask.
It really is, though. And it's not just the physical mask. There's a mental mask that goes, like, you have to have a mental mask of deceit to physically cover your face and hide it.
And it's mostly some type of, God, I don't even know the word to it. That's what, I can't say OCD, but it's almost like, here I am in my bed, and I ain't showing you nothing else. You know what I mean? If that's making sense. But I ain't going to never really show you my real self.
Well, okay, so here's this. This is, and Tony G, you and Tony G are on the same page now. So Tony G is saying, so, you know, how do we navigate, right? How do men navigate these waters? So, I think you were there in the beginning, Tony G, when I read the two articles of men who married. Tony G is saying, so, you know, how do we navigate, right?
S1, you've got to go on.
How do men navigate these waters? Yep, okay. So that the, you know, it's the obvious one, right? Never marry a woman or get deeply involved with a woman that you may not be physically attracted to, especially if you're considering, Common Man, that was one of the things, exactly. Especially if you're considering having children with her and you are concerned about the genetics, right? You know,
you're concerned about your children turning out to be ugly like her. That's what the guy in China said when he found his wife had plastic surgery on her face. So, you know, the first one, if she wears a lot of makeup, make sure you see her without it. You know, take, and it's not just taking her swimming. It's like you want to see, you have a right before you're fully committed to that woman to know who she is, and then ask questions. So, look, when I first meet, and Mark Game, good to see you in the house. On a lot of times, on my first phone call with the woman, man, I don't have a list that I make out, but I go down a bunch of questions about who this woman is, what she wants. I might ask about last relationships. I kind of don't care about that, especially that soon. But I ask so many questions that women often ask me if I'm an attorney. You know, like, you must be an attorney. Only attorneys would ask this many questions and these kind of penetrating questions, right? So you have a right to ask any question you want. You're inviting someone into your life, Tony G, so you have a right to interrogate the person and know who they are. Like, there's, how do you invite someone into your life without knowing whether or not it's someone you want in your life? So those guys who married women without seeing them without makeup wasn't very wise on their part. Okay. All right, cool. Thanks, Tony G. And, you know, ask women why they wear makeup. Ask them. S1, no, I don't know if we're okay yet, because I need to see you. I see a picture. Anyone can put a picture up. So I, no, yeah, S1, Dubs, no, the answer is no. I want to see you, not a picture.
Are we okay now? I can't get on camera. So are we okay now?
You can't get on camera. Why is that?
Because I'm moving around and I'm not stable.
Okay.
So I'm in a darker place and I'm moving around. So
you're in a dark place, huh? Well, I hope everything's all right with you, right? You don't mean like literal, right? You just
No. I mean literally, not figuratively.
I got you, man. I'm kidding with you. So you say that, so this kind of answers the question. You say men need to choose better. Tell me what you're saying and tell me how men can choose better.
I think it's our choices. You know, there's a point in my life where I had to look back and I looked to see, because there's, you know, when I was younger, you know, certain things would go wrong. Although I haven't had a whole lot go wrong, but certain things have gone wrong. And I used to blame other people, other women, other specific people. And then one day I said, you know, what if you could control, what if you are in control of all of this?
Right.
So I look back, and every situation, there was and I could have made different choices. I was actually in control. Now, that means that you're responsible for things that go on in your life, good and bad.
Right.
And a lot of people see that as something negative, because now it's like, oh, it was my fault or whatever. But I saw it as liberating. Because now I said, well, if I'm in control, if I can control it, this is great. Because now going forward, I can create a life for myself that doesn't have any of this stuff in it. I can create a great life if I'm responsible for it.
Right.
And that's what I went ahead and did.
So, no, but
right?
talk to me, what does that look like when you say choose better? Because if women hold it, let me say this. If women are wearing makeup, that is deception right out the gate, right? So she's either hiding something, she's presenting someone that she's not. So there, and that deception comes with the mindset. So how do you choose better in the face of, and you said in the U.S., maybe it's 75%, right? So how does the man navigate 75% of the women not being qualified?
Well, if a man doesn't want to date a woman that wears makeup or he sees that as deception, let's take this route. Let's say he starts dating a woman. Let's say they even get married and they're going out to a corporate function. And this has happened. So, to me, you go out to a corporate function. She gets dressed. She puts on makeup. Now, are you going to say, I don't want you to wear any makeup to go to this corporate function? If you don't like makeup, you can tell her, like, hey, I don't, you know, or date someone who doesn't wear makeup. There are women who don't wear makeup.
Right.
Is she now, because she's getting dressed up to go to your corporate function and she puts on makeup, is she deceiving you or the people that are at the corporate function? I guess I don't.
Mm.
Good question.
That's a good point.
Because, you know, when they talk about makeup, it's really about a mating ritual. It's all the implications are sexual.
That's the way it used to be. I don't think it's that way today. I mean, I think it's that's part of it, a very small part of it, in my view, today. And I'm talking North America and probably in Europe too, and a few other places. So I mean, is it deceptive? Are they trying to deceive me? I mean, I could say that, you know, women who wear hair pieces and that kind of thing, that also goes along with it, but
absolutely.
I don't date women who wear hair pieces. I will date women with natural hair.
So
who wear their natural hair. So those are choices that I make, you know? And so all of the things that, you know, a lot of people talk about that are around them, and women this, women that, I don't see them. They're not in my orbit. I may see them if I go out in public,
but
they're not in my orbit.
You
my orbit is pretty clean these days.
Right. You eliminate them as a possibility in your life.
Absolutely.
Right? And you don't invite them. So that's what someone was asking me, like, so what are solutions? And that's what I said, is that you eliminate. Right. There are certain things that you have a right to eliminate who you want in your life. And you technically have a right to interrogate that person before you let them into your life. So even if they're natural and no makeup, natural hair, natural face, you still have a right to find out who that person is.
Absolutely. There should be, I think, if you're dating someone or you're trying to get to know someone, I would think that there's no less than 100 questions that should be asked and answered by both parties.
Correct.
I mean, because of all of this stuff, and I agree with Mr. Neely Fuller on this, who wrote a book and addressed some of this. You know, all of this getting together, and then 5 years later, well, I don't know who you are because you never asked. We don't like to ask those. I mean, if one of your pet peeves is somebody throwing their clothes on the floor and leaving them on the floor overnight in the morning. If that's one of your pet peeves, that's one of the things you should ask. Hey, do you leave your clothes on? Do you just take your clothes off and just leave them on the floor? I mean, but we don't like to do those things because those things don't fit into the whole romantic notion of dating and that kind of stuff. And I think we're shortchanging ourselves. So in short, with men, we have to ask the pertinent questions like a lawyer early on in the process. There's been a situation not too long ago where it got into a medical thing, and I have some restrictions on people who've had certain medical procedures, let's put it that way. And I found out that person was happy to tell me that they had this procedure. I don't want to get you in trouble on YouTube for mentioning what it is. And I said, thanks, but I don't date, you know. I don't date genetically modified women. Sorry.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
most definitely.
She didn't take it too well, but that's just, those things don't come into my orbit if I'm dating or if a woman that's by my side. Those things, so I don't see them because they're not in my view, right?
I
keep it real clean. I keep it clean, and it's been great,
Yep. And so I think there's where the challenge is that people, not just men, but I think men get so concerned about whether they're going to have sex that they don't want to turn the woman off, is I guess the easiest way to say it, right? So you're asking all these questions, and if a woman responds with, you ask too many questions, he may back down off of that. And I think that's a problem for men to back down from anything with a woman.
Yeah, and I think this question should be asked and answered. I give people, I say, ask me anything.
Exactly.
And I, you know what I mean? Ask me anything. I don't really, you know, because if I'm not for you, then that's cool. Let's figure this out early. Let's not waste any time, and we're good, right?
Exactly. Let's figure this out up front. I literally once told a woman that I was only interested in women who had an IQ that was in the top 2%, and I don't think you're there. So this is not going to work. She was very insulted by that because she's probably smarter. She had, let's say she had an above average IQ, so she's smarter than, you know, 88% of the population. But I told her that it was where she was going to create a problem long term, because I'm going to end up talking about things you don't understand and you're going to be defensive, and I won't. I'm not interested in that kind of journey. She was offended by that.
But see, you did the right thing. Is that she told? Matter of fact, there's a term for that that I just recently learned, like 3 weeks ago. There's a term for people who are attracted to other people's intellect. And what's the name of that?
Sapiosexual.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that. So what I see, I laid it out. So here's what's gonna happen. You know, this is a woman who's smarter than, you know, most of the population, you know, 88% of the population. And women are already raised and told as girls they're smarter than guys and more mature. So then there comes this cognitive dissonance, right? So when you start speaking to a woman who out the gate believes she's smarter than all men or most men, and she's been smarter than most of the men she's encountered, and then you start talking about things she's never heard of or not fully comprehending, and she starts arguing with you, that's a journey I have no interest in taking, because that's what's going to end up happening most of the time. She's going to want to debate with me about things that she's never heard of, and or say I went to Google. I mean, I had a woman even say she went to Google and Google said what I said, and she said you're still wrong, and so are the experts. So I'm not interested in that kind of relationship. So Common Man said, if she's young, only at younger ages, right? If she's young enough. Yeah, that could work. It could. Yeah.
But you know what I found? You know what I found, Ted? If she's younger and if she, like, there are places, there are women who are raised in cultures where they may not be intellectually up there, right? But they don't really have any interest in all of that. You know, arguing, debating, and that kind of stuff. You know, they're into family,
right?
They're into taking care of the household. They're into that kind of stuff. And I've run into those women in traveling. I've run into those women, and it was refreshing. You know,
yep.
It was definitely refreshing, because you could tell while they were probably intelligent. And to what degree, I didn't really know, because I didn't have a lot of time, but their focus was different. Their focus was on family, and some of them were married, and they were still taking care of their husband and the household, and they just had different values, morals and values. You know, it's like the old reggae song, you know, I want a modern girl with the old-fashioned kind of love. You know what I mean? Like some old-fashioned values and morals, but modern at the same time in some respects.
Yeah. I lived in Mexico for about 2 years, so... You know, I encountered the women there who, you know, had a very different attitude about family and you know, to what you're saying. I even lived with Mayan Indians in the jungle of Belize, no electricity or running water, literally in the jungle. So very much the family depends on one another in that kind of environment. And you see the cooperation between a husband and wife is like, it's flawless. So.
Yeah, because and the husband will cede power to her over certain things like the house.
Exactly.
She sets the rules in the house.
Exactly.
Hey, if you're gonna, like, if like for something like, hey, take your shoes off when you come in the house or something. You know what I mean?
Right,
hey,
right,
let's take our shoes off when we come in the house. You see those powers to her because that's kind of her role. And she, and you say, hey, if how you say things go in this house, if it's a peaceful house, if it's a clean house, if it's that, how you say it goes, then that's how it's going to go, baby. That's it.
Yep, yep.
That's how it's going to go. And you don't, you try not to step on her toes about how things are done around the home. And I think that's cool. You know, I don't want to have dominion over what's, you know, all of the decorate, you know, all that stuff. Hey, you do that, right? Like, if you're confident, you do that. And I'll feed that kind of power to a woman and say, hey, if we're together and you can do that, then you do it. You know what I mean? I'm good.
And gentlemen, and that's what I have seen in my life personally, Ted, for over 27 years between this old couple that, you know, that I've been under their roof. That's what I seen exactly what that bro just said. I was one of the lucky ones, Ted. Everybody knew their role. She took care of all the decorating and all that, all the cooking, the laundry, the ironing. That's what that old lady did. And all the kids, we obeyed. We knew what was coming to it.
Yeah,
we knew what was coming.
But I think that's a beautiful thing. And then she supports you as you go out and slay dragons, right?
Right. Exactly. And yeah, one of the things that women were responsible was making sure the family was healthy. From food to medicine to, and I think women have, a lot of women have walked away from that. It's interesting to meet a woman of today who's still into making things or formulas they learned from their mother and grandmother that ensures the health of the family, that her husband can perpetually work and be healthy and you know, bring home he slayed the dragon and brought it home to eat. So, yep.
Yeah, right. And I think one of the things is that I think married couples, I think then a lot of them need to do a better job in public. Because if you're young and you look at how some of these married couples move in public, it's not really appealing. The whole concept of marriage is just not appealing. You see two people go in a restaurant that sit down and eat, don't say two words to each other the whole time. They go to the car, he goes to his side, she goes to her side. I mean, it doesn't look like anything that you would want to be, that you would want to get into as a lifelong thing. But when you see couples that go out that make a point to be arm in arm or hold hands or something, if you're a young person, you're looking at that. I mean, that might be something you say, you know, if I see these couples, that look like something I might want to get into. But if you look at a lot of couples, man, it's just, it doesn't even look appealing. I mean, it's like, do these people even like each other? Like,
you know,
there's a marketing part of this that I think falls on married couples when they go out, if they have a good, decent marriage. Because with the rates of divorce and all this kind of stuff, when we look around, I think a lot of young people are looking for signs that this is something that they want